most of which come from people who never wore the uniform and never had the courage to stand up and go to war themselves.
But a Republican who did wear the uniform and who Kerry tried to woo as a running mate wants an apology. Arizona's John McCain.
Americans from all backgrounds, well-off and poor, serve in the armed forces of the United States because they are dedicated to the cause of freedom and democracy.
Iraq's the big campaign issue, maybe bigger now, and no place may personify the difficulty, the frustration there, more than the city of Fallujah.
Watch out, let me get a shot. Where they at? Where they at?
2 years ago, U.S. troops appeared on the verge of securing the place, as we heard then from CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
There's certainly a feeling of optimism. And if the southern part goes down as easily as the rest, we could see the end of this as early as tomorrow.
Well, now it's today, 2 years later, and the U.S. military has big problems there.
Within the city of Fallujah, things are getting worse.
Fallujah is ringed by coalition and Iraqi troops, but insurgents are still finding their way in.
Throughout Ramadan, we were getting attacked every day in some form or another. Mortars or snipers or RPGs.
Major Mike Mundell is helping train Iraqi security forces here in a town that was believed cleared of insurgents 2 years ago. It's now struggling from fewer coalition and Iraqi forces because so many were relocated to Baghdad to battle the violence there. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Fallujah.
Democrat versus Republican. Big labor versus big business. Some things about politics never change. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
The Republican Congress has cut taxes for oil companies and helped drug companies keep their prices up, which is why these industries and others, through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, are spending millions to turn out Republican voters.
Where candidates are pro-business, we feel like we have a responsibility to be in there pitching for them all the way to the end.
Bill Miller of the Chamber has competition, of course. His counterpart at the AFL-CIO is Karen Ackerman.
We're going door-knocking to hundreds of thousands of union doors across this country. We're going to be calling them on the phone.
Big labor spending its millions to get Democrats to the polls. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Washington.
In Southern California, Dennis Gutierrez of the Riverside County Sheriff's Office says a person of interest is being questioned in connection with the deadly wildfire near Palm Springs.
We arrested him for two counts of arson. These arsons occurred this past summer in the Batting Pass during June.
The news comes as a fifth firefighter died.
All of us on the forest and all of those in the fire service deeply mourn the loss of these brave men.
Gene Wade Evans with the Forest Service. Two planes clipped wings on a taxiway at Newark Liberty Airport last night, a Lufthansa 747 and a Continental 757. No one was hurt. The incident just a few days after a Continental crew landed on a taxiway instead of a runway at Newark. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. A young trick-or-treater was stabbed for his candy last night. It happened just before 7:30 in the 11,000 block of East Ida Avenue in Arapahoe County.
The sheriff's office discovered that the person involved was about 12 years old. A older teenager confronted him, asked for his candy. Short time later, a struggle ensued, and the person was stabbed in his hand with an unknown instrument.
Young victim received minor injuries. They're still looking for a suspect. The House Republicans pulling back TV ads in the 7th congressional race, and they'll put more in the 4th. Democrat Ed Perlmutter held a lead in the polls against Republican Rick O'Donnell for a while. Colorado Springs Hotel on the nation's list of top hotels again. That would be the Broadmoor, according to the AAA. That's a look at your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and good morning. Now, we're in good shape on your drive out. Not a lot of issues, definitely some windshield scraping, though. Westbound I-70 at York, wide open with none of the construction or problems we saw yesterday tying up traffic. I-25 up to speed through your Tech Center Drive, 270, I-76, all moving well in the north. We did have one wreck off the highway, 6th Avenue and Tower. It's being cleared. Outside the city, we also had a crash on Highway 6 west of Highway 93 that had shut down the roadway. That is back open for you at this hour. Security wait time.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System. A proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
On the web at bcbs.com. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has to do what anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr tells him to. And what al-Sadr told him to do was to get military checkpoints and roadblocks around the al-Sadr enclave called Sadr City, manned by American and Iraqi soldiers, removed from the streets of Baghdad, and removed they were, at Maliki's order, at the deadline he set. This leaves little doubt as to who the most powerful person in Iraq is. It's Muqtada al-Sadr. Pictures of him were carried through the streets by celebrating civilians, men, some with guns, apparently members of the Mehdi army, and children literally dancing in the streets, chanting slogans, praising al-Sadr, and cheering what they called his victory. More about what's going on there after this for Blue Cross Blue Shield companies across the nation, achieving outstanding results with local health care programs. So they asked the Harvard Medical School's Department of Health Care Policy to identify the most effective ones. And these programs are now being shared across the healthcare community to help promote the quality of care and keep healthcare affordable. To find out more about the programs, visit bcbs.com. Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans.
We were looking for a home.
CaldwellBanker.com made it so easy. You just type in the zip code.
Or the location.
We saw some terrific Coldwell Banker homes.
I clicked on more listings.
And saw homes from other realtors, too.
It's a great time to be in the market.
Every day across the country, people find the home of their dreams at the same address. CaldwellBanker.com. Coldwell Banker, your perfect partner. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Here's some of what's going on in Iraq. The death toll in Tuesday's car bombing of a Shiite wedding in Baghdad has risen to 23, including 9 children. The bomber drove an explosive-rigged car into a crowd outside the home of the bride. And north of the city, along a notoriously dangerous highway near the town of Tarmiya, cars were stopped, and more than 40 Shiites are missing and feared abducted by men checking ID cards as armed gunmen stood by just out of sight of American soldiers disarming a roadside bomb. On the diplomatic front, the Iraqi government is now moving to restore formal diplomatic relations with Syria for the first time in 24 years. Whether Prime Minister Maliki is doing that on his own or was told to do it by Muqtada al-Sadr, we don't know. The Osgood File is available as MP3s and podcasts at theosgoodfile.com. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
So let's say you go shopping, and you walk into the first store you come to. The store says, hey, no need to shop those other stores. We'll give you our price and theirs, too. What do you think? That would save you time. But then you come to your senses. How do you really know if you're getting the best deal?
Car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. Shop for yourself at GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The Osgood File, November 1st, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Ten minutes after 6 o'clock, high today 45, sunny outside. Of course, we said that yesterday, and then it did end up being sunny. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along this morning. And Well, I don't even know where to start this morning. I know that when I get angry, and I know that when I rant and rave, I get emails from you saying, calm down, don't lose your mental, what did one emailer say to me? Don't lose your mental stability. I can't take that much volume this early in the morning. So I'm going to try really, really, really hard not to get upset. But there are a couple of things going on, both nationally and also locally, that to me are absolutely beyond the pale. That's an interesting term, isn't it? The pale meaning the community. So it's supposed to be outside the community bounds of decency, beyond the pale. First, before I get to that, let me tell you that we'll have Dani Newsom on here in about 10 minutes or so. She is a member of our election night panel. We'll be doing election coverage live Tuesday night, and then we'll have wrap up on Wednesday morning. We'll be live Tuesday night at Democratic headquarters. We're going to talk to Dani Newsom about several of the amendments, but I'm also going to get her into what I'm about to tell you. I'm going to talk to her about that as well. As you know, Dani and I used to work together here at KHOW, and she's a fine person, a very smart lady, and we'll have her on here in a few minutes. We're also going to have at 8 o'clock the next congressman from Congressional District 7, Ed Perlmutter, will be on. And as you see, as a story, Corey Lopez had the story, the RNC is pulling out of the 7th Congressional District, so they must know something is up there. They must know that Mr. O'Donnell, once again, is in trouble and is not going to make it. And I still have no clue, and I haven't gone to the debates, and so I don't know, but I have no clue as to what Babyface Rick's plan is to get us out of Iraq. I assume it, his plan is whatever the president's plan is. I mean, after all, he's raised money with him. And I find it really funny, I've brought this up to Ed Perlmutter before, that Rick O'Donnell is running this campaign, and if you see the ads, and every once in a while I watch regular television and I'll see one of the ads pop up, that he has nowhere on any of those ads Republican. And, Rick, are you scared of your party? Are you running from your party? See, I think that's something that we ought to all ask not only Republicans, but we ought to ask Rick O'Donnell. We ought to ask all these right-wing talking heads, too, over here on the other couple of radio stations. Gee, well, why is it that you guys that are running, your candidates like Rick O'Donnell, have no party affiliation on their ads? Are they scared? Are they scared to be linked up with the GOP? Anyway, we'll have that on. Then we're going to get into something that is going on in House District 38, which is the lowest of the low of the low. And we're going to talk to Joe Rice. So Joe's a guy that I have known for, oh, I guess 7-8 years. And Joe and I got to know each other in a very unfriendly way. Joe is the mayor of Glendale, Colorado. And he and some other council members wanted to close all the strip clubs. One of the most prominent strip clubs there was Shotgun Willie's. Now, everyone knows I have a strong libertarian streak. And my feeling about those clubs is, you don't like them, don't go into them. And as long as minors don't go there, okay. Joe and I got into some heated exchanges, both at council meetings and an exchange that we got into on the air when I worked afternoons at KHOW. And I mean, it really got heated. So then Joe and I go our separate ways. And I've been in Chicago, I don't know for how long, but I got an email from Joe. And he wanted to talk. And he kind of wanted to patch things up. And you know what? My behavior as Denver's resident bad boy talk show host on KHOW back in those days, you know, I did a lot of things that were not too admirable. And I realized it. And Columbine taught me a big lesson about this. So I said, sure, Joe. Then later, when I came back, Joe and I met, and I can't, I think in Littleton, but we met at a Democratic event, and I met his wife and his kid. And Joe is just an upstanding, just an outstanding, upstanding human being. And he's a guy that has a real calling for public service. He served his country in Iraq. He is involved. And he really does care. Now, many of you know about the Trailhead Group, We've talked about them on this program numerous times. This group put together by now Governor Bill Owens, Bruce Benson, and Peter Kors. They had to change their name because apparently people were getting on to the fact that as a political 527, that they were saying things about people that were not true and just weren't too cool. Put it bluntly, they were lying. Well, now, as Progress Colorado, they're out lying again. This time, they're lying and sending out direct mailers to those of you who live in House District 38, targeting Joe Rice. And they are absolute, absolute, complete, the worst, the lowest. I was shocked when I got them. And what are they about? They're about sex. And they're about... Well, we'll have Joe on to describe it, and I'll go into it a little bit more in detail before Joe gets here at 8:20. Then at 8:45, we're going to have House District 39 candidate Molly Cullum, who I'm crazy about. She'll be on. I want her to plug her campaign. She faces incumbent Republican David Ballmer, and she's a wonderful, wonderful human being. And then after 9 o'clock, we're going to have Congresswoman Diana to get on. We'll ask her about this whole Michael J. Fox stem cell controversy, and we will get to and ask her, and I will get to it throughout the morning, the war of words that's going on between the White House and John Kerry, which we talked about the John Kerry thing yesterday morning at this time. Well, it turns out that the cut, the soundbite that we borrowed out of the newsroom vault here was taken out of context, and I'm sure a lot of you heard what John Kerry said in that speech at Pasadena City College for Phil Angelides, the Democratic nominee for governor. And then he came back yesterday and had what I thought was a great and forceful press conference about the comments that were being made about him from George W. Bush, from, you know, Mr. Straight Talk Express, John McCain, who, by the way, little interesting note about John McCain, you know the guy who produced the racist ad for the RNC in Tennessee, you know, the one about, I met Harold at a Playboy Club. Call me, Harold. This guy's name, I believe, is Tracy Nelson. Well, he got fired by Walmart because he also used to work for them. Guess where Tracy Nelson's got a job now? Oh, yeah, he's working on John McCain's campaign, his presidential campaign. So Mr. Straight Talk Express, of course, jumps the gun. George W. Bush is too stupid to see that what Kerry is talking about is Kerry's talking about him not learning his history. And they also, too, the topic I was talking about yesterday about the whole, we don't ever talk about this, about the whole deal about who makes up the military. Anyway, Kerry's standing up to the Republicans, and damn it, it feels good, and we ought to do it, too. You and I ought to do it. And I got a lot more of Republican filth and crap going on out there, including James Dobson is at it. So
you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5. You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Built to Last Steel Building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
Direct from Russia, with 50 exquisite dancers and Tchaikovsky's most memorable music. It's Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
6:22 minutes after 6. Good morning. High today, 45. And sunny out today, and the sun's just now coming up. AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we're streaming at am760.net, and also you can instant message me at am760.net. All right, let's talk to a member of our team, AM 760 election coverage team for 2006, Danny Newsom. She joins the show. Talk about Amendments 40 and 43 in Referendum I, although she may want to get into this other stuff too. She is Communications and Education Officer at the Chinook Fund, a Colorado community foundation committed to funding and supporting organizations working to implement social justice values and policies in the public and private sector. Her resume is a million miles long. I can't read it all. She's been a talk show host. She's my friend. She loves Merle Haggard. What more do we need to know? Danny, good morning.
Oh, Jay, good morning to you. Yeah, I love Merle Haggard.
All right, where do you want to start with all of this?
That I don't love Merle Haggard.
Yeah, you do. Come on.
For you today, just to get for the sake of argument, I love Merle Haggard because I'm talking to Jay.
There you go. I'll convince you. Trust me.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we going to start here? You want to start, first of all, Dobson, James Dobson, speaking of amendments and referendums, referenda, Dobson is out after the Democratic Party. He's out after getting his base stirred up, telling them in an email that there's going to be massive fallout if the Democrats take Congress, that we're going to have abortion, we're going to have gays, we're going to have all of the evil buzzwords. And then there's an article in the Rocky Mountain News this morning about this poor guy, Rodriguez, who works at Perlmutter's office, who I assume he's 22 years old. I assume he's gay, and he's being it's so hard just to even start talking about this.
Now I have been on the computer since 5 o'clock doing other work, and so I did not see the Perlmutter story. There's a young worker in Perlmutter's campaign named Rodriguez, and is the what is it? Because of course, what Dobson, you're going to have to tell me. I know that Dobson has been sending out emails and alerts that the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Forget that 104 Americans have died for nothing in Iraq, that we're losing Afghanistan, that the Republicans have predators in Congress and they're hiding them. What he's talking about is that Democrats have actually hired homosexual youth. Is that the deal?
Yeah, let me read you a little bit of this. Jose Rodriguez stared at the computer screen in Democrat Ed Perlmutter's campaign office last Friday and read the letters circulating on the Internet. from Focus on the Family founder James Dobson. Senator Perlmutter has become a favorite of gay rights organizations around the country, Dobson wrote. They have given him significant financial support and have even hired homosexual youth to work on his behalf. Rodriguez, a gay 22-year-old college graduate from North Carolina, began to realize that this was a letter trying to portray him as a stain on Perlmutter's campaign.
Okay, well, I actually read the email that Dobson's been sending out. I read that online. I didn't know about the Rodriguez angle. What can I think I actually just said it, Jay. Here are people, James Dobson, these are the people that have even Republicans like the former senator Danforth, I forget his first name, for goodness sake, out of Texas, Dick Armey, saying, look, these right-wing, and I'll call them Christo-fascists, have taken over the party. They've taken over the party. This is, not only is it against basic Republican principles, it is, in essence, anti-American if you look at our Constitution. There is a reason we have that First Amendment, the part of it that separates, excuse me, that forbids the government to respect an establishment of religion. Jay, there was a time in our country, for God's sake, where the colonial governments actually demanded that they made official churches. The colonies had official churches, and individuals had to support them with taxes. And there's a reason we have that provision in our first that says you can't have the government respecting an establishment of a religion. Here you have James Dobson demanding that the government do his bidding. I mean, it is unconstitutional.
It's so wrong.
It's
wrong.
Plus, it's unprincipled. They don't care that there are, I mean, how many scandals can you have in the Republican Party? And forget the, for God's sake, forget Abramoff. I'm talking about Mark Foley. I'm talking about the various congressmen across the country, the Republican candidate in Nevada who has been accused of hitting on a woman in a restaurant, and not just hitting on her,
right,
but actually perhaps assaulting her, and Dobson, Falwell, Robertson, they're all silent on that kind of depravity. It's absolutely incredible. So they're not even principled. They couldn't be principled. You can't be a religious fanatic and be principled in a Democratic small D way.
It's like their backs are against the wall. So what they're doing is they're throwing out as much mud and as much garbage as they possibly can cough onto the scene. I mean, you not only have the Dobson stuff, you've got the stuff going on in House District 38 with Joe Rice and Progress Colorado, with the sex predator business. You've got...
Well, and they tried to do that with Ed Perlmutter, remember, earlier?
Yeah.
A vote to kill, no, his action in killing a bill, but when it turns out that the Republican sponsor actually requested that he kill the bill... I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
You've got a president of this country that's too stupid to understand that what John Kerry was doing in that speech at Pasadena City College is that he botched the end line there, and he was pointing out the ignorance of the commander in chief of this country, and you got John McCain, you got all these, and they're trying. You know,
John McCain. I got to interrupt you. You know, I never did accept the Straight Talk Express.
Oh no, huh?
I never did. And it bothered me the mainstream media's hyping of his Straight Talk Express just because there were times when he would take it to his party, you know, seeming to stand on principle. But this guy has thrown so many of his own principles under the bus in his pursuit of the presidency, and now to look his former friend, I guess, and fellow Vietnam veteran, To challenge him that way. Now, John Kerry, he's got a lot of problems, and one of these is he's not the most articulate guy in the room, and he can't deliver a punchline for the life of him. But he was talking about Bush. He was talking about President Bush. It just drives me crazy, you know. You mess up on your education, you end up in Iraq. I really don't believe he was saying that the women and men fighting in Iraq.
No, he was talking about the leadership.
Were dolts.
He was talking about the leadership. But then the dirty truth, too, though, about the armed forces is...
Look how they've turned it around. And how can McCain stand there? How can he stand there and accuse John Kerry of dissing the troops? And what is amazing to me is these are the guys who think, let's assume for the sake of argument, only argument, because you and I know better, that John Kerry was saying, God, you know, if you don't get a good education, you're going to end up being a grunt in some war. Is that worse? Is that actually worse than being responsible for costing young men and women a limb, their life, their youth, which is what Bush is responsible for?
Oh, I agree 100%. And the truth is, he grew up in a little town. A lot of times, military is the only option you have to get out. It's either that or you end up with factory work because you don't have the money to seek higher education. And the military,
oh,
God
Jay,
bless them,
will give you an education. You and I know that. You know what happened to Vietnam. Who was getting drafted? Poor guys of all colors, but particularly black and browns. I mean, in a disproportionate quantity to the representation in the country. And then now we've got this all-volunteer army, but the fact of the matter is the folks who volunteer, and again, in disproportion to their representation in the population, who are they?
Yeah, I agree 100%. Right. I agree 100%. But
and so John Kerry owes the reputation, but the guys who sent them to war based on lies are costing them their youth, their health, their physical health, their mental health, and their lives. They don't know anything.
All right, let me take a break for some traffic, and we'll come back. Hang on. Okay. Hang on. It's 6:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Danny Newsom on the line with me. Danny, part of our election coverage team here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. You missed any of that, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. We'll have her back. We'll talk more about all of this, about the Republicans so desperate now that they're throwing anything and everything against the wall, hoping that it'll stick. Right now, though, let's take a look at traffic with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, we're off to a great start. No collision activity right now to bog down the commute. We're starting to fill in, though, southbound 225, right as you enter the tech center there at Yosemite. Typical slowing out of Thornton, North Glen, and southbound lane starting to stack up now, I-25, 38th to Spear. You've got an excellent drive out of Lakewood on 6th Ave. No worries for Littleton or Highlands.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. I got Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets. Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
Not to mention the fact that I no longer wake up with a stiff back with a regular conventional mattress. That was something that was a common occurrence that happened every day. I love my Sleep Number bed, and I know that each night I'm sleeping in a bed that is made just for me. This is the best mattress I've ever owned. Sleep Number beds come with a 30-night in-home trial and a 20-year time warranty, a 20-year limited warranty. Discover your Sleep Number bed. You know what? Go to your Sleep Number beds. Go to the store. Go check out the Sleep Number store nearest you and check out the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. I guarantee you, you will not want to sleep any other way. Select Comfort stores are located in 10 major malls around here, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centerra, and the brand-new location at Southlands Mall.
Saturday night on Lifetime, don't miss the premiere of the sizzling new series, Monarch Cove.
They say I killed my father. I spent 6 years locked up for a crime I didn't commit. Now I'm free. I've come back home to start my life over.
Sex, seduction, scandal. Anything can happen in Monarch Cove.
Be happy you're alive, Bianca. Stir things up too much. You'll end up like your father.
Monarch Cove, new series premiere Saturday at 9, 8 central. Followed by Desperate Housewives, part of Lifetime's all-new Saturday night.
My story is on Lifetime.
Checker Auto Parts.
What your car is really saying, number 11, the muscle car.
Gear down, acceleration on, and away. We're the classic American muscle machines. My brethren, Cuda, Goat, Firebird, and I roam the world seeking professionals to keep us in top condition. Today, we attack a secret fortress that stocks the oils and fluids we hero cars require. Plus jacks, hoists, heavy lifting gear, and all with a super strong 5% low price guarantee. Now ready to intercept the parts store parking lot? Transmit the passcode. We got it.
Get a jump on your holiday shopping at Checker Auto Parts with our 3-in-1 digital cameras. It's a PC cam, a still cam, or a camcorder in two styles, only $19.99 each. Or how about a 2.3 cubic foot beverage refrigerator for the office or garage? Or maybe a 13-inch color TV with built-in DVD player. Your choice, just $89 each.
Maintain those massive muscles. You know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm sick and tired of a whole bunch of Republican attacks, most of which come from people who never wore the uniform and never had the courage to stand up and go to war themselves. Enough is enough.
Here's John Kerry yesterday. I believe that was in Seattle. AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 45. Sunny. Jay Marvin here, and along with Danny Newsom, who is part of our team AM 760 election coverage 2006 panel. And I'm just trying to keep my cool here, Danny. I don't want to start screaming and yelling.
If only Senator Kerry had bothered to say that and with the passion that he said it 2 years ago. If only. Remember when he got swift-voted? And he was so late to the punch. I mean, these guys were committing blood libel against John Kerry, questioning his service, questioning the basis, the factual basis of his Purple Hearts. And he didn't muster any energy to defend himself. If only he had done 2 years ago what he did yesterday after the Bushies tried to take his comments and turn them into a slam against the women and men who are serving in Iraq, if only.
Yeah, I'm very proud of him.
If I could get on a plane, I'd get on one. I mean, just to say, well, it's about time. It's about time. But I think it says more truly. I know we're supposed to be talking about some local topics, but the desperation, I mean, it's like Rush Limbaugh making fun of Michael J. Fox. Laura Bush not making fun of Michael J. Fox. Did you hear what she said?
Yeah, sure. We've got it here. Hold on a second. People haven't heard this. Here's Laura Bush on Michael J. Fox. Check this out. You'll love this.
You know, it's always easy to manipulate people's feelings especially when you're talking about diseases that are so difficult.
You know what I want? I want an investigation into that intersection that she ran as a teenager and killed that woman in a car accident.
Ooh, that's a new one for me.
Oh, yeah. I want an investigation into that because I want to know if she was drinking or smoking marijuana.
I got to tell you.
You know what? There's a part of me that says, okay, you know, you want to play this game? You want to go after Joe Rice with this smut BS that you're doing in House District of 38? You want to play all these games? You want to do this? Then, okay, fine. You've met the right person.
You know what? I got to tell you, my gloves have, as you know, my gloves have been off. You know, and yours have too. But it's amazing. There are still some Democrats who don't quite get it. And to be a candidate, at some point, You are constrained. Unless people clearly go across the line, then you must defend yourself. You can't expect anyone to defend you if you will not defend yourself. But these folks, it is power for the sake of power. They don't support the troops. They defund the Veterans Administration. They reduce the funding for benefits. They send men and women off to war based on lies, under-equipped. And then they are going to accuse those of us who say, hey, you lied about the war. Hey, you're not funding the troops. Hey, they don't have armor. Hey, Halliburton is making a king's killing off of this. And then they turn around and say, we don't support the troops. These people are crazy. These people are sick. And they have to be fought. We have to fight them with truth. But we have to fight them and never, ever, ever give up.
Yeah, I agree. And if you're listening this morning and you're an independent voter or you're a moderate Republican, you got to ask yourself, you want to stand with these people? You want to associate with people who lie and smear? You want to stand with people who pull this kind of stuff off, who make people's lives miserable? Because they've never learned the lesson of the McCarthy era. They just keep repeating it over and over and over again. And, by the way, I had a caller bring this up, which I've never really gotten a successful answer on this. He kind of had one, but I never really got what I wanted out of this. What is the fascination with people like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Karl Rove, George W. Bush, Dick Cheney? I mean, the list goes on and on. What is the fascination with these guys about the use of force and war, considering they've never fought in it? It's almost a childlike fantasy that they have.
It is incredible. It's incredible. I mean, just the lowest kind of chicken hawks, and yet these are guys who will do anything to challenge the service of people. Max Cleland, for God's sake, when he was senator from Georgia, before he was defeated primarily because Karl Rove launched an attack. Remember that commercial where Max Cleland's face, morphed into Osama bin Laden? Here's a man who lost both legs and one arm in Vietnam. Ann Coulter said he did it himself. Remember that?
Yeah.
You know, that, it wasn't, his own grenade blew up in his hand or something disgusting. And actually cost him the election in Georgia. They went after John Kerry, with John Kerry's help, frankly, and yet they've never, ever served. This is just beyond me, and how the military can be so overwhelmingly Republican, excluding my father, an 88-year-old retired U.S. Air Force colonel who can't stand Bush. I mean, Jay, it makes no sense. How have these chicken hawks marshaled the military? Look what happened to George McGovern. The man was a World War II hero. He was a pilot, an Air Force pilot.
Yeah.
Or Army Air Corps pilot. It just is beyond me. But maybe we better get local. I got to tell you, I'm an addict, Jay. I can't get off America Blog, HuffPost, Daily Kos.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
I just check the stuff. Really, it's just absolutely amazing. And a lot of these are folks who, they're not just bloggers. They're reporting news. So it's not just opinion, it's news. And it's absolutely amazing. What's going on in Nevada right now? You have a Republican, he's actually in Congress right now, Jim Gibbons.
Right.
And he's running for governor. But, it's not just in the blogs now, it's in the paper, and he's been accused. There are witnesses. It's a strange case, but he's not the only one who's been accused of hitting on, it could be a man or a woman, in this case a woman, and then literally physically assaulting her.
No, look at Bush campaigns last week during National Character Week or Character Counts Week, and he goes up to Ohio and campaigns for the Ohio congressman who's being sued for allegedly abusing his mistress and trying to strangle her.
Don't you love this? That's his commercial. His commercial, I strayed, but I didn't strangle her.
I didn't strangle her.
It's like,
character counts. All right, let's go over these amendments real quick.
That's good.
Let's go over these amendments real quick. Boy, I can't wait for election night. You and I, you just come down to the headquarters there. And
I am. We're going to be there.
Yeah, you just come down and we'll just sit around and
We don't need anybody else. Okay. And I got a feeling you and I voted the same way on all these. Okay, Amendment 40. Talk about that one.
Okay, Amendment 40 is the term limits. If passed, it would be amend the Colorado Constitution to term limit state Supreme Court justices, appellate judges, and district judges. First, and I'm not being facetious here, but this is important, has John Andrews ever had a good idea?
No, never.
The answer is no, and he is behind this amendment. We can talk seriously about the amendment, but honestly, you know, you can be judged by the company you keep or the amendments you push. This is John Andrews, or the amendment should be judged by who's pushing it. John Andrews, former Senate president, right-winger, thanks to his right-wing obsession with, you know this, the Ten Amendments.
Oh, yeah.
With punishing gays and lesbians, with the Pledge of Allegiance, trying to put that up on every public school wall in the state. Thanks to him, the GOP lost everything in 2004. They lost the House. They lost the state House, the state Senate. They lost the U.S. Senate race, the U.S. House race. The Salazar brothers took those. And it's because of John Andrews and the right-wing Republicans' lunacy. And one of those things also, remember, was redistricting when the Colorado Supreme Court said, no, GOP, you cannot redistrict at will because you now have a majority. You cannot do this kind of power grab to try to bolster the number of GOP seats from Colorado in Congress. Andrews is mad, and that's the reason for Amendment 40.
All right, and I voted against it.
Oh, please vote against it. I mean, you know, I do want to add, I am a lawyer. I do teach at CU. I teach famous U.S. trials, and one of the first Supreme Court cases I teach is the case in 1803 that established the importance of independent judicial review, and that's what John Andrews hates, that the courts can review laws passed by the legislature or maybe an executive order issued by the governor and can declare it to be unconstitutional.
Yeah.
But that's what we must have, Jay. The courts are not supposed to be the political branch that the legislature is, that the governor is. They're supposed to be independent. I may hate decisions that some court, and trust me, I do, that some courts issue. But that doesn't mean I want to trash the very concept. Because sometimes a judge is all that stands between you and I and tyranny, and that is no lie.
Yeah, and if I hear the term activist judge one more time, I'm going to hurl.
Activist judge.
Oh,
so these
right.
are judges who are doing their job.
That's right.
And the John Andrewses of the world are counting on voters being ignorant of our own political system and being ignorant of the fact that judges are supposed to interpret the Constitution.
Okay, so no on 40.
No, big time.
No on 43, right?
I thought you were talking about I. Absolutely no on 43. I'm African American. The last thing I ever want is for a state constitution or our U.S. Constitution to draw a circle around a group of people and say these people are going to be treated worse than the rest of us. I'm black. That certainly happened to black people in state constitutions and in our U.S. Constitution. Hell, Jay, 40 years ago, my husband, who was white, and I wouldn't have been able to get married. It took a Supreme Court decision to tell all these states that had laws against blacks and whites marrying that, no, you can't do that. That violates the U.S. Constitution.
Well,
so now, what do these right-wingers want to do? They want to trash our Colorado Constitution and give heterosexuals like you and me special rights.
Well, if Ken Melman had his way, it'd still be that way.
Oh, don't get me on Ken Melman and his self-hate.
I know.
It is incredible to me.
I think he should come out of the closet.
The number of gay Republican men who are running around, I mean, they must have an incredible, incredible lust for pain. And they are serving their GOP masters who are inflicting pain on them and a whole bunch of innocent tax-paying lesbians, gay men, and bisexuals across the country.
Yep, I agree. Okay, we're short on time. Just a referendum. This is giving.
Vote early, vote often.
Yeah, this
yes.
is.
It's the Colorado Domestic Partnership Benefits and Responsibilities Act. What it is going to do, it's incredible, and it's about time. Vote yes on this, because what this would do, would confer state recognition on same-sex partnerships and a legal recognition of rights and benefits, no federal rights or benefits, unfortunately, but rights and responsibilities, frankly, in Colorado. In Colorado. I got to tell you, Jay, you and Mary, let's say something happens to you. Mary gets to, God forbid, you're ill. Mary can tell the doctors what it is you need. She can ride in the ambulance with you. She can act when you are not able to act for yourself. But a same-sex couple who's been together as long as you and Mary, or as long as my husband and I, and we've been together, married 24 years, that same-sex partner would not be able to do that for his or her loved one.
Right. So that's why we want you to vote yes on I.
Yes on I.
All right, Danny, thank you. And let's all take an example and a page from John Kerry, and let's stand up and fight. Right?
Never, ever give up. Long live Merle Haggard.
You got it. We love you. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. There's Danny Newsom, who's part of the AM 760 election coverage team, and she'll be with us on Tuesday. All right, we're going to get into Republican smear tactics. We're going to get into the Kerry White House debate. We're going to get into what's going on in House District 38 with Joe Rice being smeared. We're going to get into the James Dobson attacks. We're going to get into...
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost a half a million dollars worth of business. up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 655. 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 45. Sunny skies, AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know there's a war of words going on between John Kerry, the White House, and John McCain. Also, Charles Rangel is into it with Vice President Dick Cheney. Yesterday, Charles Rangel calling Vice President Dick Cheney an SOB and saying that he was just plain mean and confrontational. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that. So we're going to kind of like roll this all up into one about this thing that's going on between Kerry and the White House, and also Republican desperation and dirty tricks. And as I said before, I mean, if you're an independent voter, if you're a moderate Republican, you feel like the party has left you behind. You're progressive, you're liberal. You got to ask yourself, you want to stand with this stuff or don't you? Now, here's the Kerry comment we had yesterday, which turns out is totally and completely out of context. Here it is.
You know, education, if you make the most of it, and you study hard, and you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
Now, what he really meant to say there was, and I'm just going to paraphrase his words, that basically what he was inferring was, is that if you do not learn from history, you're bound to repeat it. And he was talking about George W. Bush being intellectually lazy, not knowing his history in Iraq, not having any idea what a Shiite is or a Sunni. I mean, he thought, you know, an Iraqi's an Iraqi, an Arab's an Arab. And he had started out at Pasadena City College. He was campaigning for Phil Angelides, the Democratic candidate for governor there. And he had started out with a whole line of stuff, jokes or shots at George W. Bush, and he botched the last one. So what happens? Well, the Republicans... You know, and I even hate to use that term. The White House and people who are allied with the White House, what do? They take this and they start to spin it around and they start to turn it and then they make it as if he's attacking the troops. Well, you know, you can go look at the GOP voting record on Veterans Administration. You can go look at all the votes on vets. Go look at Marilyn Manson Musgrave's vote. I mean, you can look at them all. And you know what? They always consistently vote against the vets, and we'll have somebody out to talk about that tomorrow. But the fact is, Kerry got up yesterday in Seattle, and he responded. We'll play the response, parts of the response, and we'll take your calls on this, all coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction, where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the stock investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. This is a limited-time offer. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, get ready to write down this phone number. Call 1-800-892-3019. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-892-3019. That's 1-800-892-3019.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Angry reaction from a military mother.
I don't care whether it was or was not a botched show.
Sue Niederer, whose son died in Iraq, is upset by Senator John Kerry's comments that students who don't do well in school could get stuck in Iraq.
You said it. It came from your mouth. Accept your responsibilities and apologize.
Paula Rogovin, whose son is a Marine lieutenant scheduled for deployment in Iraq, doesn't see it that way.
Kerry was speaking about the war in Iraq and the disaster of this war in Iraq. He was not insulting our troops.
President Bush and Senator John McCain are among those who say Kerry should apologize. On the Imus in the Morning radio program, Kerry stood his ground.
The people who owe an apology are people like Donald Rumsfeld, who didn't send enough troops, who didn't listen to the generals, who has made every mistake in the book.
In Southern California, a fifth firefighter trapped by the flames from last week's wildfire near Palm Springs has died.
More sadness is added to our almost unbearable grief.
San Bernardino National Forest Supervisor Gene Wade Evans, police investigating the fire, say a man picked up for allegedly setting two others is a person of interest, but has not been charged in this case. Beginning today, giving an illegal immigrant a job or a place to live is a crime in one Pennsylvania town. Live to CBS's Jim Shenevy. Jim, what's behind this new law?
Well, the mayor of Hazleton says it's drugs, gangs, and crime brought to his small northeastern PA town by illegal immigrants. Frank, this is a first-of-its-kind law, effectively making them persona non grata. It would fine landlords who rent to them, deny work permits to those who hire them. Chris Rubio says, to him, it's meant a big drop in business at his family-run store as his Hispanic customers have left town.
Obviously, with all the attention it's getting, nobody really wants to even come here or stay.
Reporting live, Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Halloween horror on the streets of San Francisco.
Oh, my God, someone got shot!
At least seven people were wounded just as last night's Halloween street party in the colorful Castro District was breaking up. KCBS's Margie Schaefer says the gunplay took place despite a heavy police presence.
They were screening people. They were taking away plastic guns and plastic knives, but somehow this real gun got in.
And police say they don't know what led up to the shooting. One of the last white leaders from South Africa's notorious apartheid era has died. Former President P.W. Botha was a staunch defender of racial separation, but he also initiated a series of race reforms. Botha died in his sleep. Last night he was 90. Well, love them or hate them, those popular pink flamingos are flying off into history. The Massachusetts factory that made the original lawn ornament is closing today because of rising costs for plastic resin and electricity. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are about a point higher. This is CBS News.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
Hey, I care about me, myself, and I. So when it comes to my small business, I take everything personally. That's why I partnered with Dell. Dell gave me the technology I need without the middlemen, the hassles, or the hard sell. We not only built the perfect solution for today, but helped map out a plan for succeeding tomorrow. After all, that's why I went into business for myself in the first place.
At Dell, we design small business solutions with one company in mind, yours. Dell, purely you. Learn more at DellRadio.com today.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. A young trick-or-treater was stabbed for his candy last night. It happened just before 7:30 in the 11,000 block of East Ida Avenue in Arapahoe County.
The sheriff's office discovered that the person involved was about 12 years old. A older teenager confronted him, asked for his candy. Short time later, a struggle ensued, and the person was stabbed in his hand with an unknown instrument.
Young victim received minor injuries. They're still looking for a suspect. The House Republicans pulling back TV ads in the 7th congressional race, and they'll put more in the 4th. Democrat Ed Perlmutter held the lead in the polls against Republican Rick O'Donnell for a while. Colorado Springs Hotel on the nation's list of top hotels again. That would be the Broadmoor, according to the AAA. That's a look at your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, just a lot of heavy traffic now on major arteries, as you could well expect. Southbound 25 really loaded up out of Thornton North Glen. That's due in part to a crash right at the Thornton Parkway. Now, it's off to the side, but you need to watch out for glass in the right lane. Have a lot of company now into downtown as well, and eastbound I-70 getting very busy, Pecos to Brighton. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, still cool, high of 44, currently 25 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
To get strength and security mile after mile, ask about Michelin light truck or SUV tires at Discount Tire. Purchase your next set of Michelin tires today at Discount Tire and know you're getting strength and security mile after mile.
This is the time of year that we celebrate. It's not about the parades or the big game.
Touchdown!
It's about loved ones and family traditions.
And don't forget, Campbell's Green Bean Casserole.
A special holiday feast.
With Campbell's Green Bean Casserole.
Enjoying your favorite traditional dishes.
Especially the green bean casserole.
And all the wonderful things this season is about. Find green bean casserole and many other holiday recipes at CampbellsKitchen.com. Campbell's Green Bean Casserole. Make some holiday magic.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be bad.
Morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 45. Sunny skies out there. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, let's get into this whole thing. We played you Kerry's comment, which I had yesterday morning. This was taken totally, as I said before, this comment was taken totally and completely out of context. Basically, what Kerry was doing was he was taking a bunch of shots at George W. Bush, and then he botched the last line. And we don't have the whole speech. I don't have the whole speech, and I don't have the series of it, but you can read it online, and then you can make a decision for yourself. But here's the part that the GOP, which is in desperate straits, not only here in Colorado, but also around the country, this is the part that they're seizing on.
You know, education, if you make the most of it, and you study hard, and you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
And what he was trying to do was what he meant to say was he was referring to President Bush, not the troops. That Bush did not know his history. That Bush didn't know a Sunni from a Shiite. That he didn't know the history of Iraq. That none of the people surrounding him had any idea what was going on. And that we went headlong in there. Now here is, of course, the Republicans being desperate and Bush only being able to campaign in places like Georgia, where basically he's just going to appeal to the base to turn out. This is the deciders' response to what he heard John Kerry say.
Yesterday, my opponent in 2004 presidential race, Senator Kerry, was speaking to a group of young people in California. I want you to listen to what he said. He said, you know, education, if you make the most of it, you study hard, you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq. The senator's suggestion that the men and women of our military are somehow uneducated is insulting and it is shameful. The members of the United States military are plenty smart, and they are plenty brave, and the senator from Massachusetts owes them an apology. Whatever
party you're in America, our troops deserve the full support of our government.
All right, now, if you don't even want to get into the political debate on this, if you don't even want to touch this, if you don't even want to get into, you know, who's more behind the troops, and you just want to do some simple thinking and some simple logic about this, here's a couple of things. One, you can accept Kerry's explanation, or you can reject it. I accept it. But the other thing you can do, and most of us have access to computers, is you can go and you can go look, for instance, let's just take the state of Colorado. You can go look, and you can go look at Wayne Allard's voting record. You can go look at Marilyn Musgrave's voting record. You can go look at Mark Udall's voting record. You can go look at any elected congressman or senator's voting record about veterans and about veterans' benefits. And we'll have a guy on tomorrow from the Iraq-Afghanistan's Veterans Association, Paul Rykoff, who we've had on this show before, and he was on Al Franken yesterday, who has their group has compiled a list, and there are some Democrats on there, there are some Republicans on there. But by and large, if you go look at that list, and you can go to their website and look it up, the majority of the people who have gotten D minuses and C minuses in voting for veterans' benefits have been Republicans. Now, the Republicans are desperate. Their backs are against the wall because this country has come to the realization that the people who really owe an apology are the Bush administration for getting us into this situation in which there's no easy out and we lost 104 of our kids just this last month alone. Here's Mr. Straight Talk Express, John McCain's comments on John Kerry's faux pas.
Senator Kerry owes an apology to the many thousands of Americans serving in Iraq who answered their country's call because they are patriots and not because of any deficiencies in their education.
Now, that's Mr. Straight Talk Express, who, once again, I doubt probably read the whole context of the speech. And number two, this is a guy who, if you loved the Harold Ford bashing commercial in Tennessee, I'm sure you saw it about, I met Harold at the Playboy Club. Call me Harold, the guy that produced that commercial. Used to be employed by Walmart. His name was is Terry Wright or Terry Nelson or something like that. Anyway, Walmart let him go after putting that together. But that's okay because he's got a job. Guess where he found a job? In the John McCain campaign. So what does that say about John McCain? Now, here's John Kerry's very forceful, and what I think is John Kerry's excellent response to George W. Bush, to Tony Snow, and all the right-wing talking heads, and all of those who refused to read the speech, but instead took it out of context and jumped on him. Here's his response.
Let me make it crystal clear as I know how. I apologize to no one for my criticism of the president and of his broken policy. If anyone owes our troops in the fields an apology, it is the president and his failed team and a Republican majority in the Congress that has been willing to stamp, rubber stamp, policies that have done injury to our troops and to their families. My statement yesterday, and the White House knows this full well, was a botched joke about the president and the president's people, not about the troops. The White House's attempt to distort my true statement is a remarkable testament to their abject failure in making America safe. It's a stunning statement about their willingness to reduce anything America to raw politics. It's their willingness to distort, their willingness to mislead Americans, their willingness to exploit the troops, as they have so many times, at backdrops, at so many speeches, in which they have not told the American people the truth. I'm not going to stand for it.
What our troops deserve is a winning strategy, and what they deserve is leadership that is up to the sacrifice that they're making. Sadly, this is the best that this administration can do in a month when we have lost 100 young men and women who have given their lives for a failed policy. Over half the names on the Vietnam Wall were put there after our leaders knew that our policy was wrong. And it was wrong that leaders were quiet then, and I'm not going to be quiet now. This is a textbook Republican campaign strategy. Try to change the topic. Try to make someone else the issue. Try to make something else said the issue, not the policy, not their responsibility. Well, everybody knows it's not working this time, and I'm not going to stand around and let it work. If anyone thinks that a veteran, someone like me who's been fighting my entire career to provide for veterans, to fight for their benefits, to help honor what their service is, if anybody thinks that a veteran would somehow criticize more than 140,000 troops serving in Iraq and not the president and his people who put them there, they're crazy. It's just wrong. This is a classic GOP textbook Republican campaign tactic. I'm sick and tired of a bunch of despicable Republicans who will not debate real policy, who won't take responsibility for their own mistakes, standing up and trying to make other people the butt of those mistakes. I'm sick and tired of a whole bunch of Republican attacks, most of which come from people who never wore the uniform and never had the courage to stand up and go to war themselves. Enough is enough. We're not going to stand for this. This policy is broken. And this president and his administration didn't do their homework. They didn't study what would happen in Iraq. They didn't study and listen to the people who were the experts and would have told them. And they know that's what I was talking about yesterday. I'm not going to be lectured by a White House or by the likes of Rush Limbaugh, who's taking a day off from mimicking and attacking Michael J. Fox, who's now going to try to attack me and lie about me and distort me. No way. It disgusts me that a bunch of these Republican hacks who've never worn the uniform of our country are willing to lie about those who did. It's over. This administration has given us a Katrina foreign policy. Mistake upon mistake upon mistake. Unwilling to give our troops the armor that they need. Unwilling to have enough troops in place. Unwilling to give them the Humvees that they deserve to protect them. Unwilling to have a coalition that is adequate to be able to defend our interests. Our own intelligence agency has told us they're creating more terrorists, not less. They're making us less safe, not more. I think Americans are sick and tired of this game. These Republicans are afraid to stand up and debate a real veteran on this topic. And they're afraid to debate, you know, they want to debate straw men because they're afraid to debate real men. Well, we're going to have a real debate in this country about this policy. The bottom line is these Republicans want to distort this policy, and this time it won't work because we are going to stay in their face with the truth. And no Democrat is going to be bullied by these people, by these kinds of attacks that have no place in American politics. It's time to set our policy correct. They have a standstill and lose policy in Iraq, and they have a cut-and-run policy in Afghanistan. And the fact is, our troops who have served heroically, who deserve better, deserve leadership that is up to their sacrifice, period.
I think that was great. And I think it's a couple of things you ought to ask yourself, and you ought to ask your neocon friends. And if you're an independent or a moderate Republican, there's a couple of things you ought to ask yourself. Has anything that Dick Cheney or George W. Bush told you about Iraq turned out to be true? And go find out who really stands on the side of the troops. Go see who votes. Go look up the voting record of your congressperson, or go look up the voting record of our two senators. And see how it stacks up. John Kerry is absolutely 100% right. All right, I'll take your calls coming up. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
Jay, well, a crash southbound 25 near the Thornton Parkway is out of traffic, but it's causing some even bigger backups than usual through that area all the way back to 120th. We've got glass in the right lane, so steer left around that and expect some major, major delays. Really starting to jam now both directions at 225 through Aurora at the DTC and northbound at Parker. Both 6th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike breaking at Sheridan. Weather today mostly sunny, still cool, high of 44, currently 25 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
It's the one you've been waiting for, the 20th Annual Holiday Food and Gift Festival. The original holiday gifts, decorations, arts and crafts, gourmet food tasting. It all begins next Thursday the 9th at the Convention Center downtown. You'll love it.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge your new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language? With no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know. That this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language. Guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-500-0604 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. And the Rosetta Stone program offers 28 different languages. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-500-0604. That's 1-800-500-0604.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets.
Not a progressive member?
Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
This is a textbook Republican campaign strategy.
John Kerry's response to the White House and to the Karl Rove-like attacks on him after that botched line. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 45. Sunny, let me go to the phones. We'll see what you have to say about it. Here's Stuart in Denver. If I can get him on here. Stuart, hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Yeah, McCabe and even Salazar voted for the torture bill, so I don't listen to any of those people anymore, so... they're destroying our Constitution, and so why should we listen to them anymore? And that Kerry's was a complete open press conference, but he rebutted it. His speech was an open speech for all the students. They didn't have to be screened like the president. And then the president's rebuttal on that was at a closed, highly screened event.
Well, yeah, and then the other thing I think people, you know, you bring up a really good point. I think people should consider this, too. How many times has this administration used the troops as backdrops for their political speeches and their politicizing the war in Iraq and politicizing American foreign policy, how many times have they gone before the troops or a closely screened audience because they can't really go anywhere else?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yesterday, Randy Rhodes played the whole thing, so there was no out of context, both for the president's speech and both of the controversial comments or whatever, and then the press release.
Yeah, it's on the internet. You can get it.
But also, your station played the CBS News, who took it out of context as well. It played the president's, more of the president's comments than the thing, back to back with her running it. I mean, your station should listen to their own news.
Well, we don't control the content of CBS. We don't control the content of what airs at the top of the hour. I noticed that CNN this morning also opened up America Morning when I was leaving the house, and Mary had it on, and Soledad O'Brien's headline was, "Here he goes again," and it shows a picture of Kerry walking across the stage. Yeah, I agree. You know, the mainstream media, you're not going to get actually, you know, what goes on. What you got to do is you got to take time to dig it out and go find it.
Yeah, CBS News and ABC News led with that McCain refuses to apologize.
Although on a bright note, Keith Olbermann will have a special comment about Bush and about this spinning tonight on Countdown.
And his ratings have been going up because of his apparent change of heart.
Yep, so check it out tonight.
Okay.
All right,
thanks,
Stuart. Thanks. Let's go to John in Littleton. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, it's the Thing Man.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I wanted to weigh in on this Kerry controversy again. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I understood what he said when he said it. Even the crowd, if you go back and listen to the tape, even the young people that were there were smarter than Karl Rove because they picked up on it. And if you go back and listen, they were laughing. Even though it was a botched joke, they picked up on it, and they laughed after his comment. It just amazes me what these guys do with this spin. I just get so sick and tired of it.
Well, because they're desperate. They're very, very desperate. Their backs are against the wall. They're scared. And when people get desperate and people get scared, they turn around and they do really reprehensible, terrible, terrible things. I mean, there's this story, not widely publicized, just a little blurb in the Rocky Mountain News this morning in Blake's column this morning, at the very, very end, about what's going on in House District 38 and what Colorado Progress, which is essentially the trailhead group, what they're doing to Joe Rice by circulating, sending out mailers, trying to link him to a Tom Foley-type sex scandal in which he had nothing to do with. But this is how these folks operate. Now, we got either two choices here, I figure. Either we sit around and we say, okay, that's beneath us and we won't play that game, or the other thing is we turn around and we start telling them like it is. You know, even if John Kerry made the worst mistake in public speaking, the worst, terrible, god-awful, and basically all he really did was botch a joke, how does that stack up to the mistakes that this administration has made that and this Republican-dominated Congress have made that have cost Americans their lives?
It doesn't. It doesn't at all.
And I think this administration and this Republican-dominated Congress and the people that follow this GOP philosophy, people like Rick O'Donnell in the 7th and Marilyn Musgrave up there in the 4th and Lamborn down in the 5th, I mean, they have to answer for this stuff. And Tom Tancredo in the 6th, they've got to answer for this stuff. We deserve to get an answer from them. We should hold them accountable. We need a change. And the Republicans are scared. They're scared to death that that's what's going to happen to them next week.
But it was great of Kerry. He learned his lessons in that last election. He finally came back, and he is fighting. And I love it. And if he'd done that in the 2004 election, I believe he'd be president now.
Yeah, if the GOP didn't try to steal the vote. Thanks, John. Right. I appreciate it, man.
You bet.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I'm a book editor, and I spend lots of my time, especially for first-time novelists, fixing things that they've written where they said something and meant something else with just an addition or subtraction of a word.
And one of the things that I'm disappointed about is that Kerry actually didn't come out and explain what he meant. If you read the last phrase that he said, which was, they get stuck in Iraq, what he meant to say was, they get us stuck in Iraq. And if you read it with that us in there, you understand exactly what he meant, and there is no opportunity for misunderstanding.
Yeah, I mean, I think he should have done a better job. I think he screwed up. But once again, I'll put to you what I put to John. Well, even at the worst, for what he did. I mean, those were words. Mm-hmm. How does that stack up to what the administration has done?
That's right.
I mean, if anybody owes the American public an apology, if anybody owes the soldiers an apology, it's the administration. Do you know right now, they're still over there clamoring for equipment. They're still over there clamoring for the proper tools to get the job done. The Pentagon is now going to spend, I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $25 billion on a stealth PR campaign that is designed to get friendly stories published in the media in this country. Now, do you think that money could go towards the troops?
But they can't do it unless they pay for it, because no one who's a responsible journalist would willingly do that.
Well, they've caught people like Armstrong Williams and others taking money. The fact is they're going to try. This is what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to manufacture this stuff and try to get it on the news. They're going to try to get it on the news. They're not going to spend the money. And the bottom line debate on this whole thing, the bottom line debate on all of this, you know, the GOP can yell and scream, and they can yell, and so can Bush, and he can get out there and do his thing, which they've done time and time again. But I would just urge anybody, progressive, liberal, independent, middle of the road, moderate Republican, take 10 minutes out today. Go Google the Republican Party. Go look up key representatives in the Republican Party. Go look up key congressmen like Dennis Hastert. Go look up key senators and see where their votes were on vets. Then we'll find out who really supports the troops, won't we?
Exactly.
I mean, I think that's the big thing. And you know what? If we and John Kerry and the DNC and everybody down the line lets this part of the argument get away, we're making a huge mistake. If they want to talk about Iraq, we should be more than happy to talk about Iraq. If they want to talk about the troops, we should be more than happy to talk about the troops. We should be more than happy to talk about it. Because we are in a terrible, terrible situation. And they sit and they'll tell you over and over again that Democrats have no plans, that there are no plans. Well, what's the Republican plan to get out? I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is?
There is none.
At least we've got people out there talking about options. They don't have anything.
Well, let's hope it has unintended consequences for the opposition.
It will if we keep talking it up.
Thanks for your time, Jay.
All right, thanks, man. It's 7:33, 33 minutes past the hour here. I got one line open at 303-713-7600, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, bad news for that Thornton-North Glen ride. We had a wreck at the Thornton Parkway. It's actually been cleared, but we still have traffic jammed all the way back to 120th. Both that collision and the debris again, out of the right lane, but no let-up on those rolling backups. Nothing unusual elsewhere. 270 is a busy ride now from I-76 to Vasquez. Off the highway, a crash blocking eastbound 104th at Colorado Boulevard. We only have one lane getting through.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Affordable Benefits Administrators in Littleton says drug and alcohol abuse is starting earlier than ever before. Kids are under peer pressure at the elementary level. Parents, do your part by educating your kids at a young age. A heart-to-heart now could save a life in the future. This important reminder is courtesy of Affordable Benefits Administrators at 10184 Bellevue in Littleton. Call Affordable Benefits Administrators at 800-350-0148. That's 800-350-0148.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-600-1622. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
Hi, folks. Otto the Owl here. Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner. Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 736, 36 minutes past the hour, high today, 45. Sunny, and you can get this show and podcast at am760.net. Listen when you want to. Also, instant message me at am760.net. I just got an instant message from a guy who said I should get off this topic ASAP because I'm giving the GOP ammunition. That Kerry is somehow going to hurt us. What, is he going to hurt us for telling the truth? I don't think so. Let's go to Rob in Summit County. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Wonderful to talk to you. I'm glad to hear another voice on the other side that actually goes against Rosen and actually Rush Limbaugh.
Thanks. Thank you.
Hey, you know, I voted Republican all my life. I've actually been in the military for 12 years. I'm not in the military anymore. Spent some time patrolling the DMZ in Korea. And I got to tell you, you know, I wouldn't vote for a Republican for dog catcher in this election. And I wouldn't. You know, I don't have to go to the computer to look at, you know, where these candidates voted. All I have to do is look at my health care that's doubled over this administration. All I have to do is look at gas prices that have tripled over this administration. And the corruption in general. And I got to tell you, you know, I watch Bill Maher on HBO every Friday night, and just to get the Democratic side. And he's always talking about when is a Democrat going to stand up with a spine and actually, you know, confront the Bush administration on all this corruption. And what I saw Senator Kerry do yesterday, or what I heard Senator Kerry do yesterday, was exactly that. And you know what? He has more respect for me now than he ever has been. And I think the Democrats just need to keep hitting it home. Because they've been back on their heels, and now that actual Kerry is got the Bush administration on their heels, I think the Democrats just need to keep pushing it and you know, bring the dog to the fight.
Yeah, I would agree. We need to start. You know, we need to say to these folks, and Kerry said it yesterday, and we need to say it. You know what? We're just not going to do it. We're not going to take any of this anymore. We're not going to take the crap that goes on, the belittling of people like Michael J. Fox, the distortions of people's records, the outlandish comments and statements that are made by people like James Dobson and various right-wing talk show hosts, the lack of truth and candor that comes from the White House, because, as I said before, and I'll say it again, any conservatives out there listening, okay, anybody, ask yourself if this administration, ask yourself if Dick Cheney has ever, in any way, shape, or form, told you the truth and been right about anything regarding this fiasco in Iraq.
Yeah, and you know, and I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend, and I said, if they're so worried about all these other countries getting nuclear weapons, and maybe you can help me out here, you know, why aren't we trying to put a strategic missile defense system in place like, you know, Ronald Reagan tried to do, you know, and then, you know, all these countries can get nuclear weapons. Who cares if we shoot them down? You know what I mean? If you're really worried about defense, why don't you try to put all the billions and billions and billions of dollars that we're spending in Iraq into a system like that, and then we don't have to worry about Iraq or North Korea or Iran or any of these other crazy wacko countries, you know? But all they want to think about is sending our troops over there for a bunch of oil and actually getting them killed. And, you know, and I know that might piss off a lot of people what I just said, but that is what this is all about.
Well, the reason we don't... The missile defense thing was kind of weird because you had that going, and a lot of people claimed that it wouldn't work. A lot of people said that it wouldn't work, that it wouldn't be successful, and there was a debate about that, and there was a debate about committing the money, and then the Cold War ended, and then there was still some focus on that missile defense system, and then 9/11 hit, and then the countries, including the administration and Congress's focus, went away from that and turned towards terrorism, allegedly, and turned allegedly towards getting the people responsible for what happened on 9/11, which we never did. I mean, Osama bin Laden is still out there. And then they turned around, and, of course, we went to Afghanistan, which most of us supported. And then we turned around, you know, as we went to Iraq. And now their argument is this. Their argument is this, that if we don't fight the war in Iraq, because it is the central home of terrorism, which is not true, by the way, but if we don't fight the war in Iraq, that what will end up happening is we'll be fighting them here in the streets and that they will follow us home. I mean, Bush just said this about fighting in the streets here like last week. Well, what that is, that's a tacit admission to the entire country that this administration cannot protect the United States of America.
That's right, it is. And, you know, and it's funny, Bush is just an idiot, you know, and I have a lot of respect for the presidency, but my God, you know, I hope the Democrats take control. I'm going to do my part because, you know, the best thing we can do, and I think I heard a Democrat say it, is, you know, just make this guy to where he can't do anything over the next 2 years because, in my opinion, he's done enough. And, you know, hopefully we can get this country back. And I got to tell you, I'm probably going to change my affiliation from Republican to Democrat because, you know, and I swore one day that I swore, you know, in the past that I would never do that. But this is all about, you know, big business corruption and Bush don't give a damn about the working man in this country. And I'll tell you what, and I sure hope we can get the troops home, and I sure hope not too many more of them die.
Well, I think what you need to do is get involved with the Democratic Party, and let's see if we can get these kids home. And also, those things about the Democratic Party that you don't agree with and you don't particularly like, then what you do is you seek to get that change through involvement, and you seek to try to shape it into being a place that a party that represents everybody. And you know what? Just get involved, man, because that's all it takes, and it feels good to do it, and we will make a difference in this country. Rob, thank you, man.
Hey, you have a good one, Jay. Thanks, man.
Okay, take care. Thank you for your service, too, to the country, by the way.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, bro.
Okay. All right, and I think there's a lot of Republicans out there who feel the way Rob does. I really do. There are a lot of them out there that are sick and tired of all of this BS, sick and tired of scare tactics, vote for us or you'll die, swarming all over John Kerry because they don't really have anything else to talk about. I mean, instead of getting out there and instead of having a debate about how to get us out of this disgusting mess we're in, these guys are all running around attacking. I guarantee it's going to go on all day today. All day today it's going to go on the two radio stations here, all day, because they don't have any idea on how to get us out. They don't have any idea. They're not realistic. They're not realistic. They don't have any idea on how to get us out. What we need is we need ideas. As many of them, we need ideas. Not rhetoric. And that's what you get from the GOP. Rhetoric. And nastiness. Nastiness. And mud throwing. And sliming. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll talk to the next congressman from the 7th Congressional District, Ed Perlmutter. And then, at 8:20, you talk about sliming. I'm going to clue you in about the House District Race 38, what's going on there, and what progress Colorado is trying to do to Joe Rice. I have, in all my years of living all over the United States, I've never seen anything as really as bad and as awful as this. 7:45, 15 away from 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. We're still dealing with this major area for delay right now. Southbound 25 at the Thornton Parkway had a wreck there. Was off on the right shoulder. We had debris in the right lane. All that's been cleared now, but we still have these rolling backups extending to 120th. So you may just want to seek an alternate around it. 225, not too bad, but it's getting very busy now. Both directions at Parker. Again, if you're in the southbound lanes at Alameda, not bad at all on the Boulder Turnpike, with the exception of the usual snag there at Federal on that eastbound side. Weather today, mostly sunny, still cool, only a high of 44, currently 25 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, and 760 Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. I got Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC mobile access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
For the top on this thing, we can take her over the top.
Sounds good. I hope you do.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family's impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
Check your auto parts.
What your car is really saying, number 11, the muscle car.
Gear top, acceleration on, and away! We're the classic American muscle machines. My brethren, Cuda, Goat, Firebird, and I roam the world seeking professionals to keep us in top condition. Today, we attack a secret fortress that stocks the oils and fluids we hero cars require. Plus jacks, hoists, heavy lifting gear, and all with a super strong 5% low price guarantee. Now ready to intercept the parts store parking lots? Transmit the passcode. We've got it.
Get a jump on your holiday shopping at Checker Auto Parts with our 3-in-1 digital cameras. It's a PC cam, a still cam, or a camcorder in two styles, only $19.99 each. Or how about a 2.3 cubic foot beverage refrigerator for the office or garage? Or maybe a 13-inch color TV with built-in DVD player. Your choice, just $89 each.
Maintain those massive muscles. You know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
Hey,
Hey, we're the Sloan Brothers from StartupNation.com. With the new Discover business card, Discover introduces the financial tools business owners need.
It gives you more control over the day-to-day expenses of running a business. The new card comes with the best rewards program in the industry, flexible payment options, and personalized customer service.
So where do you sign up? At discoverbiz.com/tools, or just call 1-888-DISCOVER. The Discover business card. It works.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now
and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use.
That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I apologize to no one for my criticism of the president and of his broken policy. If anyone owes our troops in the fields an apology, it is the president and his failed team.
We're so sorry.
Sorry, Uncle Georgie. We're so sorry we spoke the truth. Please don't send us to Guantanamo. 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, high today, 45, sunny. And I've gotten several instant messages from people. And they're ending these instant messages by saying, boy, I certainly hope that the good senator stays home in 08. And I feel exactly the opposite. I hope Kerry runs. Because the more that are out there running, the better. And, as I said before, let's keep it in context here. His comments were taken out of context. He screwed up the last part of his speech. But how does that compare to how bad this administration and this Congress has screwed up America? Let's go to Greg in Westminster. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. It's Greg. How you doing?
Good, man. How about you?
Good. Hey, my hat's off to Kerry. He's finally standing up. I wish some of the other representatives would get some kahunas and take care of business like he did. I think it's important for them to stand up and just say that, hey, I stand for what I want, and I'm going to just say it. You know, maybe he made a mistake. I'm a veteran of 20 years. I didn't have to take any offense to it. I thought it was actually pretty close to the truth, if you ask me. But I think that everybody needs to listen to what he says because there's a lot of truth into it. I am in Westminster. Debbie Benefield is my representative and friend, and I'm just appalled by the mail that I'm getting, just horrible stuff, spelling out just accusations. I hate these things in my house. I have a question for you. When we get those, I don't want them in my house. What would happen if I put return to sender on them and sent them back?
You know, I don't know. I'd try it.
You know, would that take out of this PAC's money? I mean, would the post office charge them and send it back?
You know, I don't know about that. That's a really good question. But I assume they would have to pay for the postage. Why don't you call your local postmaster and ask them?
It depends. They said how it's set up, and they can't say. But I don't even want it in my house. I don't want this negative. And whoever she's, this Elfie, whoever, I haven't got one thing about what she stands for. Not one thing. Everything has been an attack on Debbie. Every single thing.
Republicans don't have anything to talk about except attacking their opponents.
Yeah, I don't even want it in my house. All right, that's all I got. Thank you so much.
All right, Greg, thanks.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Let's go to Reggie in Denver. Reggie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, good morning. You know, Kerry's comments may have been elegant, but at the core of it, Kerry told the absolute truth. You know, what you have there is a bunch of slimmer soldiers. Bush was hiding out smoking dope during the war. Cheney got, five exemptions? Rumsfeld was hiding somewhere. You know, the truth of the matter is you're going to have a draft, Jay, I predict, within 2 years. We're fighting two wars. We don't have enough soldiers. These kids running around here, Jay, 14, 15, 16 years old, are fodder for the war. And he told the truth. And as a parent, Jay, with kids 15 and 16 years old, I know what's going to happen. And I appreciate what John Kerry did, and I wish he had stood up 2 years ago and defended himself against these scurrilous charges. The Republicans attack Max Cleland. They attack everyone who's ever worn a medal, and they get away with it. And
yeah, they do. You're right about that. And the media largely lets them get away with it unchallenged. But, the media basically doesn't hold them accountable.
What they did, and I know you're...
Oh, we lose Reggie? Reggie, you there? Well, gone. Let me go to Dave in Centennial. Dave, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Is this me, Jay?
Yep, it's you.
Hey, all right. You know, I just wanted to say I thought that Kerry did a great job standing up there, and we need to stand up and support our veterans and get more of them into office.
I agree.
I'm thinking Winter, is it Fawcett, right?
Fawcett.
We need to get out on their website today, go donate money, and start walking their neighborhoods.
I agree 100%. I have been urging people to go to Dole Winter's website and Jay Fawcett's website and kick in $25 and give these folks some help.
Yeah, because, you know, they're seriously outgunned by the Republican machine in terms of money. And we need to get out there and help them.
I agree 100%. I really do. And don't let any of your conservative friends try to BS you on this today. And when they start bringing up the fact of, look what John Kerry did, you can always counter back and say, well, look what this administration and this rubber stamp Congress did.
No kidding. We need veterans to run this war correctly. They'll do it right. And we need to get Winter in there.
I agree 100%, man.
Hey, well, thanks a ton, Jake.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Dave.
All right. Back to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Dan in Boulder. Dan, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi. Is this me?
Yeah.
Morning. I just wanted to make one comment about Kerry. First off, clearly anyone who would think that a veteran or a man who supported veterans would be insulting veterans is really stretching it, and that's clearly what the Republicans are doing. But I worry about Kerry in that he should be smarter than this. He should be more eloquent than this. He shouldn't give them botched jokes to make an issue out of. He shouldn't say in the campaign, I voted for it before I voted against it. He should be more careful with his words.
Everybody screws up, though.
Yeah, but
I do. You do. Everybody does.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, see, I don't know about anybody else, but I don't fear what he did. I think what he did is good. You know why? Because then they got to talk about Iraq, and if they got to talk about Iraq, there's nothing I'd like to do better than to sit down and talk to them all about Iraq. I'd love to have a conversation. Wouldn't you love to have a conversation with them about Iraq? And you know what we can start asking them? Here's what we can start asking them. We can start asking them this. Okay. If we're wrong and we're all crazy and we're all aiding and abetting the enemy, as you guys always claim, and we're misguided, then please take us to the promised land and tell us how you intend to put an end to the conflict.
Yeah, I understand all that, and it's proper to talk about the issues, obviously, and that's where we ought to all be talking about. But unfortunately, in our society, you have to realize when you're in that level, when you're in that position, every word's going to be dissected. You shouldn't be leading off with a joke, especially a joke with a risk of botching it.
Well,
you shouldn't be giving them a soundbite like,
listen,
I voted for it before I voted against
it.
Well,
listen, that you know what? That's all very true. But I'll tell you something else you're leaving out, too, and you're forgetting, and nobody seems to remember. At a National Press Club gathering, George Bush stood at a podium and made jokes with the crowd. One of the people out in the crowd that was laughing was Joseph Lieberman about not finding weapons of mass destruction. Whole room thought that was funny. How come nobody brings up the fact that because that idiot, and that's one of the few times I've ever used that term on this station, and the people around him were so wrong that we lost 104 people this last month? What was funny about not finding those weapons? Yet nobody in this press, nobody, anybody, nobody stood up and said, wait a minute, there's nothing funny about that. He got a pass for it.
Right. Well, we know on the progressive liberal side that the mainstream press is anything but liberal. Rather, it's stacked up on the side of the conservatives. So we know that. And we may have a special duty to be more careful.
Well, I think we need to be careful, but I'll tell you something. I don't fear screwing up because it's human, and I think everything represents an opportunity, and by God, we got an opportunity to talk about Iraq. Thank you very much, Mr. President, for providing it for us. Dan, thank you.
All right, keep it up.
Okay, talk to you. Coming up next, we'll take more of your phone calls, but I've also got the next congressman from the 7th Congressional District, Ed Perlmutter, on next year on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free Stock Investing Toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the Stock Investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. This is a limited-time offer. To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, get ready to write down this phone number. Call 1-800-892-3019. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-892-3019. That's 1-800-892-3019.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane. Another sad day for Southern California firefighters. Another one of their own has died from the burns he suffered in the big wildfire that was set last week about 10 miles from Palm Springs. 23-year-old Pablo Cerda was the fifth fire to die. Gene Wade Evans is a San Bernardino National Forest supervisor.
All of us on the forest and all of those in the fire service deeply mourn the loss of these brave men.
A man arrested in connection with two other fires is a person of interest in the fatal fire, but he's not been charged so far. Senator John Kerry is standing his ground. On the Imus in the Morning radio show, Kerry again refused to apologize for saying students who don't do well in school could get stuck in Iraq. Kerry accused Republicans of exploiting what he called a botched attempt to criticize President Bush's handling of the war.
They're trying to change the subject. It's their campaign of smear and fear.
Paula Rogovin's son is a Marine lieutenant who'll ship out for Iraq in a few months. She's defending Kerry.
Many of the troops, whether they've been in college or not been in college, they're intelligent people, and they have been put at risk because of Bush's policy.
Sue Niederer's son died fighting in Iraq. She wants Kerry to say he's sorry.
It came out of your mouth. Except the fact that you botched it and apologized to people.
6 days of campaigning to go before the midterm elections, and a new poll shows control of the House could change hands. The Reuters Zogby survey gives Democrats the lead in 12 of 15 key races.
It's a bad year for incumbents, and most of the incumbents are Republicans, and Democrats are doing very well.
Reuters political writer John Whitesides. Pity the poor business traveler? Well, not always. Some say life on the road can be a welcome break. CBS's Vicky Barker has that.
Working mothers say business trips can actually be relaxing compared to the 24/7 job of being a mom. Maureen Borzicello's one of them.
Sometimes I guilt creeps in thinking, I should be missing everyone and all of my responsibilities at home.
But then they lie down in a darkened room, a darkened, quiet hotel room, until the feeling passes. In fact, traveling mothers miss their children terribly, but many welcome the chance to hang up their supermom hat for just a day or two. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order against enforcement of a Hazelden, Pennsylvania law that targets illegal immigrants. That law spells out fines for anyone who gives illegal immigrants a job or a home. It was scheduled to take effect today. The judge said it could cause irreparable harm to landlords, tenants, and businesses. A high-stakes battle takes place today at the Supreme Court. Lawyers will argue the merits of forcing utilities to install expensive pollution control equipment on aging plants that burn coal. The outcome of the case could affect 36 power plants in 10 states. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead almost 8 points. NASDAQ is up a little more than 2. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Luvox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if your insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosiram right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosiram is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1, CRN Prevention Magazine, or visit Rosiram.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. 1.4 million Americans could be at risk of ID theft. That after a Colorado Department of Human Services computer was stolen. Joe Chiaro has more.
The computer was taken last week from a state-hired private contractor, but specifics weren't released until yesterday. Spokesperson Liz McDonald says it contained child support information and a directory including Social Security numbers of the state's new hires over the past 8 months.
We have no indication that the computer was stolen for the purposes of identity theft, nor do we have any indication that the information has been compromised.
Joe Chiaro reporting. We've been hearing on a daily basis about American troops killed in Iraq. It's 104 this month, but some troops did make it home yesterday at Fort Carson. 150 soldiers from the 1st Battalion, 68th Armored Regiment. Met family and friends yesterday afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, Corey, it's a busy ride just about wherever you are. Traffic's still really jammed along your Thornton North Glen ride, although that wreck is long gone at the Thornton Parkway. At our heaviest into downtown now, southbound 28th, 58th is Spear, and the Boulder Turnpike westbound lane's just crawling along this morning right near Sheridan. On your eastbound side, you'll run into the usual jam there, Federal to Pecos. Weather today, mostly sunny, still cool, high of 44, currently 29. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pulte Homes and Del Webb can save you thousands on your new home. And they'll throw in a free trip for two to Italy. Simply close on your new home by December 22, 2006. For details, visit delweb.com/Italy or pulte.com/Italy.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Direct from Russia, with 50 exquisite dancers and Tchaikovsky's most memorable music. It's Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. Could be right. Could be wrong.
Minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk, High Today 45, and sunshine. Let me introduce you to the next congressman from the 7th Congressional District. Here's Ed Perlmutter. And Ed, good morning. Thanks for being on the program.
Jay, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on this program with you. And I've been listening to some of the callers about this Kerry comment, and yeah, he botched up a joke, but this president has botched up a war. We have no foreign policy. You know, no plan in Iraq, and these characters, you know, their best approach is to distract us from what's really happening. They use words like, or phrases like, mission accomplished and stay the course and regime change. Those are the bad jokes. It's Don Rumsfeld who's the bad joke.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. And let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about the Ed Perlmutter plan for getting us out of this god-awful situation in Iraq and what you think we ought to do about it.
Well, you know, about a year ago, I spent some time with some military folks and, you know, just looked at the situation we had in Iraq where there was no accountability of the White House or of the Secretary of Defense. And I said that, one, Rumsfeld's got to go. This guy has led us miserably in this war in Iraq. Two, we need to transition security to the Iraqi police and the Iraqi military as quickly as possible. We need to build a multinational reconstruction effort that goes beyond just Halliburton and no-bid contracts, and who knows where billions of dollars has gone in Iraq. And then the third was redeploy some of our troops to nearby bases in the event a quick strike was necessary, and accomplish all of that by the spring of 08, in which case we'll have been in Iraq for 5 years. So I more or less gave the administration a two and a half years to get their house in order, you know, to turn this country back to the Iraqis and get us out. Now, we may want to do it quicker than that if it's possible, but we've got to get moving in that direction. And instead, my opponent, Rick O'Donnell, wants to add 75,000 troops. I think the president is still spinning because he has no clue what to do, nor does Don Rumsfeld.
Well, Rick O'Donnell wants to add 75,000 troops. Have you asked him where he intends to get 75,000 troops?
We, you know, at these different debates, he'd say, I want to add more troops. And I'd say, okay, where are you going to get them? Because we know our troops are on their second, third, and fourth tours over there. We have National Guard and reservists serving in Iraq for, you know, several tours. I said, how are you going to pay for them? One, you know, we are $61 billion behind in just repairing equipment coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq. And so, you know, he never had a good answer. He said, well, we have one, we have a million men and women in our armed services. We can pull them out of someplace. So, you know, he couldn't really specify where it was going to come. But, you know, if we had extra men and women in our armed services, why are we having National Guard and reservists serving their second, third, and fourth tours?
Yeah, I would agree 100%.
I mean, these guys are just lost on this thing, and we have to have a change. And that's what this whole race or, you know, for me and Congress is about. It's about changing the way business is being done by this country, and we're going to win this thing. You know, we can't be bashful or shy. And when they start attacking John Kerry to kind of deflect or distract us from what's really going on in this country, we've got to punch them back twice. You know, my motto has been, for every time they punch me, I punch them back twice in this race. And that's just how we've got to be. You know, we can't be shy in getting our country back on track.
Boy, I just agree 100,000%. Let's talk about some other issues, because these are some of the attack ads that I see.
Oh, man, there's a million out there.
Yeah, there are, aren't there? And, you know, these people ought to be ashamed of themselves. And they ought to be ashamed of themselves for distorting the truth. But let's run over just a couple of basic things. Immigration.
Sure.
The Perlmutter position on immigration.
Secure the border by more patrols, better technology, and barriers where appropriate. Bust the organized crime element that exists, that's forging documents, stealing identities, and trafficking in humans. I mean, you really use the criminal justice system to come down hard on those guys that are making a fortune in the middle of all this. And third is make employers abide by the law so that if they're knowingly hiring illegal immigrants, that they're going to face fines and potentially jail time if it's a series of violations. Then a lot of people, then you've dealt with the economics of it. You've limited the supply, and you start drying up the demand. For those individuals, however, who don't return to their native countries, if they want to become citizens and they learn English, they're paying taxes, haven't committed any crimes, then they can earn a path to citizenship. And then finally, there are going to be instances and industries or like farming where we may want to have guest worker program for, you know, in select instances.
All right. So you're not for open borders, and the visuals that run on the attack ads of immigrants scaling a wire fence, that's all BS.
It's just baloney. Exactly.
All right. Let's talk about taxes.
Go ahead. Dave Wattenberg, who is the senator for Northwest Colorado, you said BS, I said baloney yesterday. Then TAC ad went out, which was completely just to scare people in the 7th CD, saying that there was a sex offender on their street. It was a notice.
Oh,
and it was
geez.
Just a scare, and then it was about a vote that I took years ago where I voted against a bill that the Republican sponsor asked us all to vote against the bill so she could come back with a stronger bill the next year. So they based this thing, and it's just total baloney, just designed to scare people. But but Dave Wattenberg, a Republican ex-senator supporting me in this race, he said he used to be politically incorrect. Now he was going to be politically correct, and he described this piece of paper. He called it trash, and then he said, but I'm going to use these words, bovine defecation.
And he's right about that. And haven't they – they've used that vote. They've used that – whole thing before, and it's been discredited.
Absolutely, but they, you know, the truth doesn't matter. This For these guys, it's about winning, and it's about moving power and money to their close circle of friends. And we've got to stop it and bring America back to the people in the middle.
What about the attacks on your wife?
You know, just outrageous, and they don't seem to have gone anywhere because, you know, I have 10,000 votes. I have a record. You know, I've been served in the community, and people know that. And then to start attacking Dina is just, again, baloney. And, you know, but they're desperate. We're doing well in this campaign. I can tell you, going door to door, starting really, you know, for months, but about a month ago, I walked a precinct with Lynn Bartles from the Rocky Mountain News.
Right.
And door after door after door, it was positive about people wanting change. And it's only gotten better. Two nights ago, I walked a precinct in Wheat Ridge with a reporter from the New York Times, Carl Hulse. He's been out here five times now, really watching this race because it's seen as such a bellwether. Every house that either voted for me or was going to vote for me, and these were unaffiliated voters, Democrats and Republicans. And, you know, we just went to a random precinct, and that's what it was.
And there's word out today that the Republican National Committee is withdrawing money out of the 7th Congressional.
Well, I think they have the same sense about this race that we do. I mean, we're doing very well, and they know it, and they've got a lot of other races that they've got to protect because, you know, the way this is going, we're going to win that House of Representatives, and we really are going to have some checks and balances back in his government.
Yeah, I agree. Let me get this last thing in here about taxes, because this is a, you know, this is a uniform attack that is going on across the country. It's not only a level to you, but it's leveled at everybody who is running against what basically is a rubber stamp Republican-controlled Congress, and that is, boy, you know, the boogeyman's coming to get you, and if you vote Democratic, if you vote for Ed Perlmutter, he's going to raise your taxes. Let's talk a little bit about that.
What I've said, well, first of all, I don't believe in their approach, which is borrow and spend so that we're indebted to the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians forever. Because I think, you know, if there's anything I don't want, it's a third world country for America. We're better than that, and we don't want to be a debtor nation. But they're all about borrowing and spending. What I've said is, I'm not going to make permanent the tax cuts for the wealthiest 1%, but focus on tax cuts that help the people in the middle. And that's my position. We've got to get our fiscal house back in order. You know, I was seen as a pretty conservative, fiscal conservative when I was in the state Senate, and I will be somebody who will keep a close eye on how we spend money and how we derive our revenues. There are a lot of ways to maybe get additional funds without ever raising taxes in any way, shape, or form. For instance, there are a lot of royalties, oil royalties, that the federal government has not pursued, which would be a big boost to our revenue side.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the administration is going to let Chevron get off of these oil revenues. There was an article in the New York Times here, 2 days ago maybe, about this.
Well, we've got to just, you know, I mean, we need to be smart about how we fund our government. And, you know, I intend to be, you know, a hawk in that respect. But we can't continue to give all these breaks to the people at the very top and continue to borrow money from the Saudi Arabians and the Chinese, because that's going to put us in a terrible predicament at some point, and we've got to watch out for that kind of stuff. People understand this. You know, I mean, it's taken a while, but folks get the fact that we need a change. We cannot have this rubber stamp Congress anymore. Somebody's got to hold this White House accountable. And that's why I think we're doing well in the 7th CD. That's why they're panicked over in the 4th Congressional District, and the Republicans are continuing to blast Angie Piccioni because they're worried they're going to lose that seat. You know, so they're on the run in a lot of places, and our job is not to give up 1 second between now and the 7th. And we need to get every vote out. We need to get volunteers in here and every race, and we need to win. We can't let up. And I've said to my campaign, I said, you know, God rested on the seventh day. We won't rest until the eighth.
Boy, I agree with you 100%. You have an event today with former President Bill Clinton. Is that open to the public, or is that by invitation only?
There's invitation to the luncheon, but there is a rally that's going to take place And really, I don't have all the details on the rally part of it, and I wish I did, and I could call you back and give you those details. I don't have those at my fingertips.
Okay, well, we'll find them, and we'll get a hold of them. And people who want more information can go to your website, perlmutter2006.com. Ed needs volunteers to help get the vote out. If you live anywhere near the 7th Congressional District or you're in the 7th Congressional District, volunteer some time, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Help Ed out. We need this victory. Perlmutter2006.com. And, of course, Ed can also use money. So kick in $25, $50, $100 today, and let's take control of this government. Ed, I'll talk to you again when you're the congressman from the 7th Congressional District, and that'll probably be Tuesday night.
Jay, just thanks again for what you do on the air in straightening out some of the mess that's been created by these guys, and just thank you for inviting me to be on your program.
You know what, Ed, you're always welcome, and if you want on between now and Tuesday night, all you got to do is call. You're the best, Ed. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
There's Ed Perlmutter. He's going to be the next congressman for the 7th Congressional District. We got to put him over the top. Perlmutter2006.com. All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about my friend Joe Rice and the terrible, terrible, terrible thing that has been done to him by Colorado Progress, formerly known as the Trailhead Group. You think politics is
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Lanes of 6th Avenue coming out of Lakewood. We do have a wreck off on Surface Street. It's a motorcycle crash. Watch out for it at 44th and Federal. Weather today, mostly sunny, still cool, high of 44, currently 29. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs to catch up, keep up, or get ahead in school, Sylvan Learning Center can help with personalized tutoring to meet your child's individual needs. Call Sylvan today and see why more parents turn to Sylvan. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
For the Tuesday, November 7th general elections, any registered voter living in the city and county of Denver can vote at any one of 55 convenient vote centers located throughout Denver. All vote centers are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Please bring your identification. For more information, visit the Denver Election Commission online at denvergov.org/elections or call us at 720-913-VOTE. That's 720-913-8683.
My name is J.B. Robert Espinoza, and I'm running for sheriff in Jefferson County. I'm a proud fourth-generation Colorado native, Vietnam-era veteran, who served as an FBI agent for over 23 years. I'm running for sheriff because I want to take my FBI law enforcement experience to make this the most efficient, innovative, respected, and transparent sheriff's department in the state. I'm asking for your vote and support on November 7th to take the sheriff's department to a new level of service for the citizens of Jefferson County. Again, I'm J.B. Robert Espinoza, candidate for sheriff in Jefferson County. Thank you.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
Amendment 39 will hurt our children and their education. I'm Adele Bravo, Colorado's Teacher of the Year. Teachers, educational support professionals, and parents know that Amendment 39 is a bad idea. It's an accounting gimmick that will be locked into our Constitution. And it was brought to Colorado by wealthy, out-of-state interests who don't care about our kids or our schools. Amendment 39 does not increase funding for public education. It will jeopardize many of the essential services that create a positive learning environment for our students. Amendment 39 will force local school districts to cut back on school nurses, counselors, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, and security guards. Vote no on 39 for our children and the quality of their education.
To learn more, visit VoteNo39.com, paid for by Coloradans for Excellent Schools.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 823, 23 minutes after 8, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, high today, 45, sunshiny skies. We're joined by House District 38 candidate Joe Rice, who's running for a seat held by term-limited Republican Joe Stengel. Rice has been under attack by the Trailhead Group, which has changed its name to Colorado Progress. Rice has served in the military for 22 years, mostly in the Army Reserve, and presently holds the rank of Lieutenant Colonel. He served several tours on active duty, including peacekeeping in Bosnia-Herzegovina and two combat tours in Iraq. He was awarded the Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. That included, among other duties, establishing the first post-Saddam Baghdad City Council. He has also been awarded the Combat Action Badge for actions under enemy fire. He was also the mayor of Glendale, which is where I first met him, from 1996 to 2003. And you can check out his website, votejoerice.com. Joe, thanks for coming on the program. Really appreciate it.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
All right.
I know, you can't believe it, can you?
No. No.
Can't talk issues, so they got to go here.
Let me say this about Joe. I've known Joe, I guess, what, 9 years now?
Yeah, going on 10 at least.
Yeah, 9 or 10 years. And Joe and I, early on in our relationship, really got into it over something.
Yeah.
And we did. And it got bad. But Joe reached out. And this was not even when I was living here, as a matter of fact. And I had moved away. And we had since become friends, and then I had gone to a Democratic gathering. I can't remember where it was now. And Joe was there. And we started talking and comparing notes. Make a long story short, Joe and I have kept in contact on and off throughout this campaign. I contributed to Joe's campaign. Joe is one of the finest guys I know, one of the most stand-up people I know. And now Joe is being attacked by Progress Colorado. Joe, this is the worst. This is god-awful. How do we describe this to people?
Well, it's absolutely amazing, first of all, that the Republicans are trying to tie me to a Republican scandal with Mark Foley. I'm running for a state legislative district, and they're trying to tie me to a congressman who was can't keep his ethics or anything else in order and was fooling around with pages. What they're trying to say here, how they're tying this, one of the last mailings that came out. And by the way, I agree with you. When I say Republicans, I only mean, in this case, obviously, a certain group of extremists, because there are a lot of good Republicans out there who believe what they believe. We believe what we believe, and we have honest discussion about it. And you know what? Our state and our country is better for it. But then there's these extremists, and they can't talk about the issues because they can't win on the issues. And so they go after these smear tactics, you see them against me and others, and frankly, in some ways, I'm flattered because a Democrat isn't supposed to have a good shot at this seat, and we're actually going to win this seat down here in Arapahoe County. What they're trying to say is many years ago, back in 93, I worked for a halfway house. 5 years after I left the halfway house, the president of the board of directors was found guilty of sexually abusing some of the inmates that were there. And the flyers are going out now saying that I was involved with a sexual predator, I stood by a sexual predator. And, of course, they omit some very key facts, of course, like all the criminal activity took place after I had left, and that I even testified for the prosecution. And the reason the prosecution wanted me to testify was to show how I ran things when I was there so they could show a contrast of how things had changed in the years after I left. So that's what they're trying to do. They've dumped mail piece after mail piece down here in the district. I understand they have TV ads up and everything. We're just not going to take it. It's patently false, and we want to get back to talking about the issues down here, because we are finding when we talk to people about the issues, whether they're Democrat, Republican, or Independent, we win.
These mailers are absolutely misleading. They are disgusting. It's character assassination. And let's talk about who's doing it. Progress Colorado, which used to be known as the Trailhead Group, which is an organization put together by Governor Bill Owens, a professed religious man and a former friend of mine. And I say former because anybody who would be hooked up with the likes of the Trailhead Group is no friend of mine. Peter Kors and Bruce Benson, and they've been attacking people all over the state with all kinds of distortions. This one, though, this particular one, happens to be the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't know whether to be offended or whether to feel sorry that this is the only fantasy story that they could possibly come up with. And, you know, I've worked with Governor Owens on several things in the past, and I think he's a good man, and I actually expect him to be coming out and condemning these.
No, don't look for it. He doesn't have the courage.
I would hope that he does.
No, I'm sorry to say that about him, but I don't think he has the courage to. And for those of you listening, here's what one of the mailers says. Joe Rice stood by a sexual predator who had a key responsibility. This is which is an absolute, absolute, flat-out lie. A flat-out lie. Here's another one. Scandal. Think Congress messed up handling Mark Foley? Wait till you learn, and then it gets into this whole thing with you in this halfway house, and you weren't responsible, you weren't there.
Yeah.
I mean, the facts are you were long gone.
Yeah, they take a quote from a Westword article where I said I never noticed any criminal activity, and that quote, again, was used by the prosecution. I was testifying for the prosecution against this guy, never defending what, of course, any of his criminal actions. And again, they were showing that there was nothing that happened while I was in charge because of how I was running things. Years after I left, when situations had changed, is when the incidents happened, and there weren't even any, not only were there no convictions for anything during the time where I was involved, not even a single allegation.
Now, your opponent, does your opponent condemn these?
No, he doesn't return phone calls or emails, generally from media or from me. We had a couple of candidate forums, and we talked about issues, and it did not go well for him. And so he just he hides behind Trailhead, and he doesn't return phone calls or emails on these instances or anything else, because you know he made a big deal about one of the issues that people were getting him on about opposing mandates for insurance companies, and he's on record numerous times and has said that, and that has the effect of allowing insurance companies to deny things like prostate cancer screenings and breast cancer screenings, preventative care, allowing insurance companies to cherry-pick to cover the healthy, which, of course, leaves everybody else without coverage or with increasingly expensive coverage. Well, he was hurt by that. Now, here's the difference between these, you know, issues against him and issues against me, if you want to use that. I said those to his face in a candidate forum, and he had the opportunity to respond. All of these allegations that come out, there was other things that they've thrown out. You know, the typical fear tactics of immigration and the other things that you were just talking about with our soon-to-be Congressman Ed Perlmutter. You know, they throw out these fear things, and he refuses to talk to me about them because he knows he can't win on the issues. I've offered. I said, Matt, if you think that the criticisms of your policies are inaccurate or over the top, I will stand up with you. And we will talk about him. Well, he doesn't want to do that because he knows that the issue, he's on the wrong side of it. And, of course, he will make no such offer and will not even respond to any requests for me to do the same because he just wants to hide behind Trailhead and behind Progress Colorado and hurl out unsubstantiated and false accusations because he cannot discuss the issues.
8:32, it's 32 minutes past the hour. On the line with me here at AM 760 Progressive Talk is Joe Rice. He is the Democratic candidate for House District 38. You were in Iraq, two tours of combat. You know about the flap that's going on about Kerry and the White House, and now Democratic senatorial candidate Harold Ford has called for John Kerry to apologize.
Yeah.
How does all this hit you?
Well, I am very committed and personally tied to people in Iraq. I have U.S. soldiers and friends who have died. I have Iraqi friends who have died, all trying to do the right things for the right reasons. When we haven't been properly equipped, supported, the plan, I don't know if you can call it a plan. And all I have to say about the attacks on people like Senator Kerry and especially locally here, people like Bill Winter and people like Ed Perlmutter and Angie Piccioni, when I hear them talk, and when I've talked to all these people at length about their positions on Iraq, and I have some, perhaps some differences with them, but let me tell you this, They get it. They understand the importance of success in Iraq, and they're willing to take a hard look at what it would take to make it happen, and their approach is much closer, in my view, to a plan and to an approach that could that is in our best interest as a country in our national security, as well as in the best interests of the Iraqi people. I was listening to Ed Perlmutter, and he talked about training and equipping the Iraqi security forces. And as much as we like to say the Bush administration throws money at the problem, and that's about what it is, because they're not listening to the people over there who know what is working, and that's putting these small advisor teams with the Iraqi police and the Iraqi military units, and those units are doing pretty well. And why we are not doing much more of that and pulling our troops out of the front line, you can't have a foreign army policing another population where we don't speak the language, you don't understand the culture, for going on 4 years, that just even the best people in the best circumstances, tensions and things start to happen, and the Iraqis need to take their need to take responsibility, and we need to help them instead of inhibiting them like we are now.
Okay, hang on a second, Joe. Hang on. Let me get some traffic, and we'll come back.
Absolutely.
Hang on. All right. I got Joe Rice on the line, and he is the Democratic candidate for House District 38, asking him now about the Kerry White House war of words and also about his feelings about Iraq. After all, he was there twice. 8:34, 34 minutes past the hour, plus the attacks on him by the Trailhead Group or Progress Colorado, whatever you want to call it. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, not a lot to worry about. We don't have any major problems, but we have a very busy highways right now. I-70 going to be at peak volume for you, eastbound Federal to Brighton. Not looking too bad on the westbound lanes. No let-up, really, for downtown. You're going to find that jammed up both sides of I-25. And down south, C-470 really getting hit now, Santa Fe to University. Again, that'll be for your eastbound lanes. We do have one wreck not too far from there, off the highway, eastbound.
Do you own a growing business that has to compete with much larger firms? Do you work at a company whose team is constantly on the road? If so, Office Evolution can improve your professional image and your efficiency by providing live answering to handle all your phone calls in 8 office locations from Littleton to Fort Collins, where you can reserve conference rooms for meetings or drop in to get work done between appointments. Visit OfficeEvolution.com to learn more. Office Evolution. Someday, everyone will work this way.
The U.S. versus John Lennon. Listen to the soundtrack on demand on AM760.net.
Hey, 8:36, 36 minutes past the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. I got on here, and for a couple of weeks, I said, gee, you know, if you don't get out to Rockies and you don't take advantage of that matching down incentive, it's going away on the end of October, and here it is November 1st, and it's still in existence. See, I shouldn't have my facts right. Fact is, the matching down is so popular, they're extending it. You put down $1,500, they put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. And every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized. You can drive away knowing that you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. And also, it's a great time to shop for a new all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive vehicle to help you get through the winter driving conditions. And Rocky's, they've got over 600 late model, clean, used vehicles on the lot. Everything for just about anybody. Whatever you're looking for, they've got it. And I got to bring up my friends, my brothers, the Al Shearers, Tom and Marv, and Spanky, and Gerard Menard, and all of the people, Jim Monroe, all the people who work out there, Fred Labrato. They're great folks. All 100 of the people who work at Rockies, they're there to help you and to make sure that you're happy. Colby and Isaac and Ziggy and all the gang out there. And here's something else. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. See the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, ask for Steve, he handles that. But whatever you do, you got to go to Rockies, you got to see the difference, and you got to see the selection. They're just great people. They're open tonight until 9, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9. No better place to buy a car. Mary and I have been shopping there for years, and we love them. I love them. They're my friends. Rockies Autos, corners of 63rd and Federal. Corners of 63rd and Federal. Get on out there. See them today.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis rapid tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
What the right wing fears the most. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:38, 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 45 under sunshine. On the line with me is House District Democratic candidate Joe Rice. This is House District 38, and we're talking about Iraq, which he was there twice. We're talking about negative campaigning. He's being slimed by the Trailhead Group who have changed their name, I guess, to Progress Colorado. I'm sorry, not Progress Now. And Joe, I just can't say it enough to people listening that if they could see these attacks, they could see these attack leaflets. These things are so, it's the worst thing I've ever seen. Worst thing bar none, don't you think?
Yeah, and Jay, and it just gets back to when they can't talk about the issues that matter here in Colorado, like public safety, like jobs, like health care, education, environment, renewable energy, and the things we need to be doing, this is what they got to talk about.
But it seems like the whole Republican Party has turned that way. I mean, look at all the just downright nasty attack ads that are on the air. Look at all the stuff that's being mailed to people and the things that are going on.
Well, and Jay, I got to tell you, I got tons of calls yesterday from Republicans who were outraged at this and they see it for what it is, and I think most people do. And we have had a huge amount of bipartisan support in our race for the very reasons you're talking about, that the control of the Republican Party, who's in control of the Republican Party, is different from the Republicans. In general, there are, as we said, a lot of good moderate Republicans. We may disagree on a lot of issues, but ultimately we can talk about issues. But who has hijacked their party are these extremists that go off on these ideological rants that have no bearing to reality here in Colorado or in the world. And then they also use tactics like this. So our campaign has been endorsed by the Post, the News, and if people look on our website, we have, it's probably about an equal number of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, community leaders, business leaders, labor unions, others that have endorsed our campaign. And frankly, given the nature of these attacks, that's what I would really like to call on people is, you've mentioned it earlier a lot already on your show, I've heard, pick a campaign. We got a week left. If people have some time and they can help us down here in Littleton, Greenwood Village area and win our race, or they can help Angie, or they can help Ed or Bill Winter, you know, pick a race and get out there and do something so that we can show that we're going to talk about issues and we're going to deal with issues when we're in power, whether it's at the state level or at the federal level.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And you're right about that, about Republicans. I sometimes feel sorry for moderate Republicans. I sometimes feel sorry for those people who are Republicans, and that you're right, the party's being run by people who are totally and completely out of touch with them.
Yeah, Jay, look back at our history, like you said at the beginning. We had some real heated debates.
Oh, boy.
But
We actually talked about
issues, and guess what? We found some common understanding. We found some things that we could and others could work together on. And that's what I think has been lost so much in some of the highly partisan rhetoric. And you know, we have some, frankly, on our side that have done that as well, but boy, you look at the scales right now, and they are way off kilter, and it's the extreme right that has dominated at the national level, and unfortunately had way too much influence here at the state level, and we need to get back to the fundamental issues and values that are important. In my case, you're running for a state office in the state of Colorado. And if I could mention, if anybody's interested, on Saturday morning, this Saturday at 8:30 at the La Peep at Broadway and Bellevue, we're going to have a get-out-the-vote rally with Senator Ken Salazar is coming by, and then my campaign is going to go out and hit the streets down here in Littleton, Greenwood Village, and Englewood. And if anybody would like to just come and join us for the rally, or they can stay for an hour afterwards and help walk a little bit, or if they want to take a list of five people to go and call at their convenience, we can use some help, and we want to get we want to make sure that we respond to these ads in force, and we respond to them on the issues and get out there and talk to people about what's important to them, so that on November 7th we maintain a democratically controlled House. And so we need to get our base out there and to work for us and to vote, because everyone's glad that Bill Ritter is doing well. But I've actually had a couple people tell me, Bill Ritter's doing so well, I don't need to go vote. Well, there's Ed Perlmutter and Angie and Bill Winter and myself, and they still need to get out there and go vote.
Yeah, I would agree 100%.
Plus the ballot issues, of course.
Yep, exactly. And so you do need to get out and vote. And if you want to really meet a stand-up good guy, then get out to the LAPEEP this Saturday and meet Joe Rice. And if you live in House District 38, help Joe out. You can volunteer for his campaign or kick him a little cash. And you can go to his website, votejoerice.com. Joe, I'll talk to you election night, and I know you're going to win this thing. And my best to your wife and your entire family. You're just a great human being and just a great all-around American.
Thanks so much, Jay. I appreciate it.
All right, Joe. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
All right, take care.
There's Joe Rice, one of the really good guys in this world. It's 8:44, 16 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up, we'll talk to Molly Cullum. She's running in House District 39, and she's another great human being. I'll introduce you to her. That's all coming up here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Then after 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Congresswoman Diana DeGette, and we'll take your phone calls. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This show, all 4 hours, available via podcast at am760.net. Here's Gina with the traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, not a lot of change, although we still see in very heavy conditions along both directions of the Boulder Turnpike. Westbound, they're approaching Federal. It's been jammed up for about the last half hour, 45 minutes. Eastbound lanes, of course, you're going to hit that snag, a usual stretch there, Federal to Pecos as you come into town. Right now, I-25 northbound, lining up through the bridges and into downtown, southbound 58 to Spear. Otherwise, still doing great. No collisions on the highways. We do have one wreck, though, off the freeway, eastbound County Line, just after Quebec. Looks like it's block in a left lane. Weather today, mostly sunny, still cool, high of 44, currently 29. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take a wiry cowboy and ask him to ride an ill-mannered bull for 8 seconds with one hand tied to the bull's back. The PBR Built Ford Tough.
Those long Colorado winters, bring them on. That massive snowfall, people here love it. That wind that blows, those bone-chilling temps, people in Colorado can take it.
Because they come home to a Wind River Spa. This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. Mountain men and women appreciate the soothing warmth and high quality of a Wind River Spa. The best warranty in the business means peace of mind while you soak. Wind River Spas, made in Colorado, for Colorado. Check us out at windriverspas.com.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
Protection Service and Luis Aaron, attorney at law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the blue list and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great fight tonight. In one corner, a freshman state legislator. In the opposite corner, it's the well-heeled lobbyists.
I tell you, Bill, the odds are really in favor of Team Lobbyist. In Colorado, there are 11 of them for every legislator.
And $1.6 million in gifts and entertainment packs quite a punch. And we're underway.
Here come the lobbyists, waving free avalanche tickets, ski passes, golf at an exclusive private club.
Uh-oh, Team Lobbyist just sent in their heavy hitter, a recently retired legislator. He's an expert at working over his former colleagues and friends. Oh my, he's throwing a real haymaker, a $600 portable computer. She takes it. Down goes the legislator. Once again, the lobbyists win, and good government loses.
Amendment 41 bans lobbyist gifts to government officials and imposes a 2-year waiting period before they can lobby. Give good government a fighting chance. Vote yes on 41. For more information, visit www.voteyeson41.com. Paid for by Coloradans for Clean Government.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information absolutely free. Just call 1-800-600-1622. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:49. 49 minutes from past the hour. High today, 45, with plenty of sunshine. House District 39 candidate Molly Cullum is a great person. She faces incumbent Republican David Ballmer. Licensed clinical social worker, Molly is currently employed at by the Cherry Creek School District's mental health team. Colorado native, Molly received her education at the University of Colorado Boulder, where she completed her Bachelor of Fine Arts in 1986. She later went on to attend Columbia University School of Social Work, where she received her Master's in Science. Masters of Science and Social Work in 1997. You can check out her website at mollycullum.com. And Molly, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Jay. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, I should have said you're also the inventor of Mollyoke.
I actually have to give credit to Laura Embleton for that. She's my one of my field directors, and she created the idea. And it's been an amazing thing.
Yeah, when you win your seat and you go to the state legislature, Mollyoke ought to be a tradition for your district.
I think it needs to be. I think maybe we should make the legislators all sing.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Now, you too have been a victim of dirty campaign tricks. People in the district, we don't know who, but people in House District 39 have been removing your signs. And talk a little bit about that.
Well, sure. They've been, it's actually standard practice. I ran in 04, and yard signs disappeared by the hundreds, usually Democrats, especially on Election Day. They just did a sweep down Arapahoe Road, removed all Democrats, and put only Republicans in. I was expecting that, so we, of course, ordered extra yard signs to replace them. And but now they're macheting them or box cuttering. They're slicing them into shreds, leaving the shredded yard sign on the ground and surrounding it with Republican yard signs, which is kind of, I don't know, I feel a little complimented because I think that my yard signs are bringing out emotion in people, and I don't think they're feeling very good about this race down here. And so, to me, that is a sign that they're getting a little concerned.
Have you asked your Republican opponent, Dave Ballmer, about this?
Absolutely. We've been communicating, and he, of course, chose the old I have no idea line. He will say, things like, an overzealous campaign worker, which is actually a quote from what he used to say in North Carolina when he was caught lying on his resume. So it's an interesting pattern of his. So I'm not accusing him directly of doing it, but I have no doubt that they know who it is. But, what do you do? It's bully tactics is what it is.
And have you guys, because I haven't been keeping track, have you guys met and debated yet?
We finally did. I actually got to go face-to-face with him on Aurora 8, and that is still airing, and I don't have the times in front of me now. that it airs still. But I finally got to hold him accountable, which was something I've been looking forward to for a long time. Having run against him in 2004, he didn't come to one debate or one forum ever, including our televised debate. He did not come. He was quoted as saying the voters don't need to know anything about me. He did
Wait a minute. He said the voters don't need to know anything about him?
That's what he said.
What's up with that?
He was very upset at the time because a bunch of stories had broken about his political past. He had been the minority leader in North Carolina for three terms, and then he ran for Congress, and in the primary, he was caught lying on his resume. And that's when he tried to deflect it to overzealous campaign workers, finally admitting that he had lied, and he lost 2-1. And now he's here looking for a congressional seat as well. I mean, his total focus is to try to get to Congress. And so that's the part that, to me, was pretty overwhelming, that I don't think he cared which state he went to. He just wanted a safe seat. And that's the interesting part, is House District 39 has historically been a safe Republican seat. They have never had a Democrat in this seat. So for the most part, I think the bully tactics have worked for years down here. It's my impression that, you know, things like removing yard signs is just standard practice down here. And I think that we've been rolling over for a long time. And I think people have been intimidated to run thinking, I'll never win. I'll never win. And I myself, honestly, Jay, I considered moving after 2004. People encouraged me strongly. They said, you're a great candidate. You should really go where you can win. We could use your energy serving instead of just running. And I considered it. And I came this close to selling my house. And I thought, no, this is not. I didn't buy this house, first of all, deciding to run for office. I didn't pick it because of what district it was in. I picked it because it works for my family, and my daughter goes to school here. And the other piece is, why would I not have a shot? Why should a Democrat be told there's no way to win here without giving it a shot? Where better for a Democrat to run a strong campaign than in a, quote, Republican stronghold? I think Jay Fawcett is finding that out as well. You know, we shouldn't be just running in these safe seats.
No, you're right. We should run absolutely everywhere. Before I run out of time here, give us three things that you hope to bring to the state legislature.
Well, first of all, being a social worker, I see things from a big perspective. I'm very good at consensus building. I'm very good at adversarial relationships and helping people work towards a common goal. That's something I could bring. I want to be on the Health and Human Services Committee. For years in my practice, working with families in the healthcare crisis, I have a lot to offer. Nothing better than someone who's been on the front lines of social policy to affect policy. And education. I want to be on the Education Committee. I'd like to reform CSAP, if not eradicate it altogether. I think it does a lot of harm. And I would like to reform that drastically, and I want to make sure public education gets the funding it needs and the priority it needs, and I want to make sure our school kids are safe.
All right. Molly Cullum, who's running in House District 39, you can go to mollycullum.com, get involved with her campaign, kick her a couple of bucks in cash. Let's make sure the legislature stays Democratic. And,
yep.
Molly, I look forward to talking to you. On election night.
Oh, me too, Jay. And if people want to walk, we're meeting this Saturday at 10 a.m. Smoky Hill Library on Biscay and Smoky Hill. And I must say how full of gratitude I am, Jay. Every amount of money I've raised has been from private people writing me $25 checks, $10 checks. It's true grassroots, and it is truly of the people. And it's been overwhelming how much support we're getting down here. And you're a big part of that, so thank you.
Well, anything for you and your husband and your family and the district, and you're really a great person and a stand-up person and the inventor or the co-inventor of Mollyoke, which is the best evening of fundraising you can possibly have. I mean, I think you should definitely sell that to other candidates.
I think so. We actually got Andrew Romanoff to sing, and he raised me $1,000.
Wow, that's pretty good. And Molly has a great voice, and Molly sings good too, because. You used to do that, didn't you? You used to be in, you used to be in show business, right?
I did. I pursued Broadway for 15 years in New York City until I went to Columbia and got my social work degree. And that's when I worked for the Department of Juvenile Justice out there. and first started getting interested in politics because Giuliani made me mad. So
that's good. All right, Molly. We look forward to talking to you, and good luck, and we urge people to get involved in your campaign, MollyCullum.com. Thanks, Molly.
Thank you, Jay. Bye-bye.
All right. Coming up next, Congresswoman Diana DeGette, and then we'll go to open phones, and we'll take your calls on whatever it is that you want to talk about here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Get out, get involved, and don't forget to vote.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Travelocity presents the gigantinormous sale.
Holiday, here I come.
Save $100 instantly on your vacation.
Smashing.
Plus, get $200 off your next one.
Cha-ching, bada-bing.
Hurry, save up to $300.
300 buckaroos? That's mucho moolah.
Book now. Sale ends November 16th. Restrictions apply. For details and other great deals, visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
When it rains, all my friends go away. Mommy scared the sky.
What's going on in the mind of a child who's lived through a hurricane?
You can cry in your bed if you fall asleep.
A lot. Talk to them. Reassure them. We can help. Call 1-800-789-2647. Trained and caring people are ready to assist you. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Investigators may be getting close to cracking the Southern California arson murder case. CBS's Bill Whitaker has the latest.
Law enforcement has zeroed in on a 37-year-old Raymond Euler. He's under arrest for setting two of the earlier fires, and the Riverside County Sheriff's Office said Euler is a person of interest in this blaze.
The big wildfire destroyed 34 homes and killed five firefighters. The latest died after fighting for days with serious burns. Gene Wade Evans of the Forest Service.
Our hearts, our prayers go out to the family of Pablo Cerda.
In Iraq, two apparent mortar strikes have just rattled the otherwise secure green zone in Baghdad. Another place that was thought to be secure is once again dangerous. CBS's Cammy McCormick went to the city of Fallujah.
On this day, there were five near simultaneous attacks in Fallujah, testing the new Iraqi security forces. Marine Lieutenant Colonel Cliff Teeples oversees their training.
We have coalition forces, Iraqi Army and Iraqi police forces working within the city. And there you hear a nice firefight going on in the background.
2 years after the U.S. assault on Fallujah, there is evidence the insurgents are making their way back. U.S. advisors are hoping to hand over control of this town to the Iraqi army this spring, but they're too busy now dealing with daily attacks to undergo more training. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Fallujah.
The war in Iraq may be the big issue in the fall campaign, but economic concerns are still driving two big get-out-the-vote groups. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
The Republican Congress has cut taxes for oil companies and helped drug companies keep their prices up, which is why these industries and others, through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, are spending millions to turn out Republican voters.
Where candidates are pro-business, we feel like we have a responsibility to be in there pitching for them all the way to the end.
Bill Miller of the Chamber has competition, of course. His counterpart at the AFL-CIO is Karen Ackerman.
We're going door-knocking to hundreds of thousands of union doors across this country. We're going to be calling them on the phone.
Big Labor spending its millions to get Democrats to the polls. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Washington.
The latest on the salmonella outbreak. Health officials believe the worst appears to be over. 171 people got sick in 19 states. The cause is still a mystery, but experts think it was some kind of produce. Well, the Halloween costume's on a hanger, and it's the 1st of November. Not too early for some people to start their holiday shopping.
In the past, we've always said that the longer a consumer waits, the better price they're going to get. However, this year, I think there's a concern that if you wait till the last minute to buy, there may not be as much on the shelves, so you may not have a great deal to choose from.
Jay McIntosh is Director of Consumer Products for Ernst & Young. He says look for all kinds of electronics to be big again this year. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 4 points, and the NASDAQ is down 3. This is CBS News.
This Wednesday is Kohl's Half Price Sale, where great styles are half off throughout the store. I'm here with fashion stylist Alexa, chatting about great coats.
Why buy just a basic coat? Go for one in a fashion length this season.
Especially at half price.
For sure, treat them like an accessory. The fitted three-quarter length can dress up any outfit. Add a crop jacket to the mix this year, too. Very chic.
Very savvy at Kohl's Half Price Sale. Save 50% on fashion for you and your home this Wednesday only, from 7 a.m. to midnight at Kohl's. Expect great things.
I'll admit it. I'm as selfish as they come. Because when it comes to my small business, no one else is looking out for me. That's why I partnered with Dell. Dell gave me the technology I need to help me make my customers happy. We not only built the perfect solution for today, but helped map out a plan for succeeding tomorrow. After all, business is a game of survival of the fittest, and I plan on winning.
At Dell, we design small business solutions with one company in mind. Yours. Dell. Purely you. Learn more at DellRadio.com today.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. A young boy in Arapahoe County stabbed by someone trying to steal his Halloween candy. Investigators say the 12-year-old was confronted by someone just before 7:30 last night near the 11,000 block of East Ida Avenue. When the suspect demanded the candy, a struggle followed.
We do not know at this particular time if it was a knife or another item, but he did receive a slight injury to his hand.
Sheriff's Captain Bryce Smumoff says they're still searching for the suspect. NASA expected to spend about $20 million with the University of Colorado scientists in a project to upgrade the aging Hubble Space Telescope. Astronauts going to install a piece of equipment designed by CU and crafted by Boulder's Ball Aerospace and Technologies Corporation. It may be a sign of the times in Colorado, too. A Texas company auctioning off 75 houses from across the state next month. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez now. Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Corey. Two late morning problems for our interstates. A wreck partially blocking the right lane. Eastbound I-70 just after Pecos, so watch out for those delays kicking in back to Federal. Get ready for stop and go. Northbound I-25 have a vehicle block in the center lane at the Downing Street Bridge, so you're going to hit that jam up at Colorado. If you're aiming for downtown, I-25 is still struggling southbound 58th to Spear. Security wait time.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hi, plenty of sunshine. Jay Marvin along with you here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And how about I introduce you to my congresswoman from Colorado's 1st Congressional District, our special guest, Congresswoman Diana DeGette. And Congresswoman, good morning and welcome to the program. Hi, you there?
I'm here. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right, let's get into some stuff here. And before I get to the obvious big story today, which is John Kerry and the White House and the war words there, let me talk a little bit about stem cell research with you and about the Michael J. Fox, Rush Limbaugh situation. And you've been a longtime advocate of stem cell research, and you co-wrote that bill. Stem cell research is very, very, very important to this country. It's very important to you. Talk a little bit about this debate that suddenly has now come about again, which is stem cell research.
Well, stem cell research has been an issue in this campaign, as I said it would be, because 79% of Americans, including pro-life Republicans, a majority of pro-life Republicans, support embryonic stem cell research. And people who oppose this are really on the fringes of the far right. And so I, for example, have been traveling all around the country, Jay, this month. I've been to 13 congressional districts talking about stem cell research. It's a positive wedge issue because it moves voters like no other issue. And I think that's why Rush Limbaugh and some of the other more or less leading lights of the far right have really become concerned, because Michael J. Fox and others have come out publicly and said we need elected officials that support this research. So I thought it was frankly appalling for him to take Michael J. Fox on like this. I was with Michael J. Fox about last year at a press conference, and the poor man, he does shake, and it's because he has a very aggressive form of Parkinson's disease. So for someone like Rush Limbaugh to try to say, oh, he's just faking it, I think that that was horrifying to everybody who saw that.
And now the First Lady, Laura Bush, has gotten into this by saying that people's feelings are easily manipulated. She said this yesterday. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, people whose families suffer from these diseases, they've got their feelings hurt to begin with. I mean, they are suffering, and the people with the diseases are suffering every day. And long before this Rush Limbaugh gaffe, people have been coming up to me and saying they're just furious with politicians who are playing politics with the science of this promising research. So I imagine Laura Bush is upset that people's feelings are hurt, but this was I said at the time, it was a colossal miscalculation on the president's part, and it's being borne out.
Will we see stem cell research in our lifetime?
Oh, yeah, we'll see stem cell research within the next 2 years. I mean, Nancy Pelosi has told me if she is the Speaker of the House in January, this will be one of the bills we'll pass in the first 100 hours of the new Congress, and I'm hoping we'll have enough votes to override a veto, but if we don't, I'm hoping we'll be able to put some pressure on the White House and on a lot of the Republicans to rethink their positions.
So, a vote for a Democrat this year is a vote, in essence, for stem cell research.
A vote for a Democratic majority is a vote for stem cell research, and in this state, we have two congressional candidates in the metro area who I've been working with, Ed Perlmutter and Angie Pacioni, who are both supporters of stem cell research, running against opponents who have made this central issues in their campaigns. So if we win those seats, that'll be two more votes for me to override the veto.
Well, that'll be wonderful, and it's going to happen.
I hope so.
I think it is. 9-11, 11 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. My congresswoman from Colorado's 1st Congressional District, Diana DeGette. Let's talk about the war of words between Kerry and the White House and your take on this.
Well, I think what John Kerry said was unfortunate, and I was very glad to see that he apologized. I'm really not too sure I'm not too sure what he was trying to say, but I do think that it is a horrible, horrible tragedy that the Bush administration has sent all these young American men and women in to fight a poorly conceived and poorly executed and unnecessary war. So, I mean, that general point, I think, is right. I feel sick every day for the lives that have been lost, and I feel just as sick for the people who have been maimed and injured. I just think it's a national tragedy that the president would just so blithely sacrifice all of those Americans. But I do think the way John Kerry said it and what he said was a mistake, and I'm glad he apologized for it.
Well, you know, he didn't come out and say I'm sorry, but he said he more or less clarified what he had meant and what he was trying to say. And if you look at the speech and you read the whole thing, you see what the context was there. But let's say he said the worst thing imaginable and made a terrible gaffe. this is a gaffe with words. This administration has made a terrible mistake with human lives.
Well, that's what I'm saying is the general point is a point that is well taken, which is what on earth were they thinking when they sent these poor young men and women in there to fight a war with no basis, and then when they didn't even give them the kind of equipment or support that they needed. I mean, I just think it's a disgrace. It's a national disgrace what they've done to these to our brave fighting troops. And then they've tried to cut. We tried to do a bonus for the troops. They voted against that at first. We tried to do funding for the body armor and the other equipment, and it took us months to get finally to put pressure on the Republicans to do that. And that's not even talking about veterans' benefits. So I mean, it's just been terrible how the Bush administration has treated these brave Americans.
Yeah, on one hand, these folks, not all of them, but many of them in the GOP and the radical right of the GOP and the most mouthy of them, either they have never been to war or when you go and you look at their congressional votes, they have voted consistently against the best interests of our veterans.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and I think it's taken a long time for the veterans community to understand that because of feelings left over from the Vietnam War, which I think a lot of Democrats mishandled, frankly. But now it really has been striking to me, especially since we've gone into Iraq, how cold-hearted the White House and the Republican majority have been towards the veterans, trying to cut veterans' medical benefits, trying to cut their pensions, all of these things that we have promised to these people who have given their service to this country, and many of them have become disabled.
How's your feeling traveling around the country? Do you think Tuesday night is going to be good for us?
Well, I've been traveling mainly to suburban districts, swing districts, like the 7th Congressional District here in Colorado. And what I have been struck by is the enthusiasm for these Democratic candidates and people who 2 months ago were down in the polls 10 points and are now up 8 points. So it's nice being out on the road in that sense, because you get a feeling that there's something afoot here in this country. I was with Nancy Pelosi, though, this past Saturday, and Nancy said to me, she said, things are really looking good. She said, I wish the election were today.
Yeah, really, don't we all?
That's sort of how we feel. We're cautiously optimistic.
And with the Democratic control of Congress, and if we get 15 seats in the House, and we get, what, 7 that we need in the Senate, is this going to be an inclusive governing body, or is it, I mean, is it going to change from what it is now, where we're virtually the minority party, which at this time is us, the Democrats, we virtually have no say in anything?
It's been terrible the way they've been running the House the last 10 years that I've been there, and it's gotten worse. Progressively worse in the time I've been there. You're right. They write bills in back rooms. They shove them through. They don't give the Democrats any say. Nancy Pelosi has said when she's the Speaker, she will be much more inclusive and she will be much more open to a give and take of ideas. To be honest, I think she has to do that because that's the way I like to operate, Jay, is because I think the best legislation comes from collaboration, which is how we passed the stem cell bill through Congress. But I also think for the years to come, no matter which party controls the House, it will be by very small numbers, either the Democrats or the Republicans. And I think that both parties need to think about a new way of running this country, and it's a way that most Americans would agree with, which is collaboration. You're always going to have issues that you disagree on as a party. That's why we have a two-party system. But the majority of the legislation we do could be done in a bipartisan manner, and I think that would benefit everybody, most of all the American citizens.
Congresswoman Diana DeGette from the 1st Congressional District here in Denver, thank you once again for being on the program, and I'm just very proud that you're my congresswoman.
Well, thank you very much, and you're doing great work on your show, so keep it up.
We love you. Come back soon.
Thanks. Okay, well, take care.
All right.
Bye.
There's Congresswoman Diana DeGette, and it's 9:18, 18 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You missed any or part of that. You can get it on webcast at a podcast, sorry, at am760.net. Now, I want you to listen very, very carefully. I have something really, 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 really important to tell you coming up. And I'm going to have to repeat this probably a couple of times tomorrow, too, so you understand about this, about something that is going to happen here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. So I need for you to stick around. And you know what? There may be people who have listened in the morning between 6 and 7, 7 and 8, and 8 and 9 who are not going to catch this. So if you've got friends who listen to the station, you need to also tell them.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
In clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:22 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. This program available on podcast, am760.net. High today, 45. Sunny. All right. I'm going to try to attempt to explain this. It's not that complicated, but I think that I should tell you about this, and I would ask that you tell your friends about it, particularly if you've got friends who listen to this radio station. I know that I'll have to repeat it tomorrow. I know that no matter how many times I repeat it, there are going to be those of you that are going to want to call, and you're going to want to talk about it, and we're also going to get emails about it from people who are angry. And if you send me an angry email about it, I'm not going to answer you because there's nothing I can do about this. I've said many times on this show that this radio station is not community radio, nor is it national public radio, but that it is basically a profit-driven vehicle. And being a profit-driven vehicle means that we take advertising. And we've got a lot of great advertisers. We've got people on the blue list. We've got people who have been with us since the very beginning. We've got great folks like Rockies, who I talk about all the time, because they have backed this show since the very beginning. Occasionally, we will get ads that we don't particularly care for, but we don't have a choice as to whether to run them or not for a variety of reasons. Last example I can think of is we had some Walmart commercials that ran on this radio station. People called up, people sent email, what are you doing with Walmart on? And my response was that I would always give them the truth. I would always say that the Walmart spots were placed by CBS, and that we take CBS Network News at the top of the hour, and that we have to clear their commercial inventory, and that we don't have any choice. We can't call up CBS and say, look, we're not taking any Walmart spots because we don't agree with Walmart. I mean, if you sign on and you take a network, and most radio stations have network news at the top of the hour, you got to take what they give you. But nevertheless, no matter how many times I would say that, I would always get these emails from people about Walmart. And I would always say to them, look, you know, a Walmart spot goes for 60 seconds. Match that over the whole 24-hour period of the radio station. It's a very, very small price to pay. It's a very small price to pay if you think about it. We are licensed by the Federal Communications Commission. They have certain rules and regulations that we have to live up to. In other words, I can talk one way privately off the air, but on the air, I have to watch what I say, or else I'll get fined and the radio station will get fined. Does that mean I haven't slipped? Sure, I've slipped. Not here, knock on wood, but I've done it other places. The FCC, the federal government, has a whole list of rules and regulations that we have to observe. Transmitter power is another one. A lot of you say to me when I meet you, hey, what goes on between 6 and 7? How come I can't hear the radio station? Well, it's because the agreement with our license says that we have to run 1,000 watts non-directional at night. So our night signal is less during the dark hours. After the sun goes down, the power changes. We have no choice over that. There's nothing we can do about it. That's the deal that was struck when the station was granted a license and put on the air. The other thing we have to do, is when somebody runs for a federal office, we have to grant them equal time. If they request it, we cannot turn it down. Now, Marilyn Musgrave, for instance, is not going to get on here. I mean, we could ask her all we wanted to, but she's not going to show up. Why? Because if I open the phones up, she'd get pounded by you. That's why. And she's scared to face us. Hell, she's scared to face Angie Piccioni. Tom Tancredo. Never come on this show. Not a friendly safe harbor for him. But if Marilyn Musgrave's campaign or Tom Tancredo's campaign turned around and said, we want to buy commercial advertising time on AM 760, Progressive Talk, then we by law cannot turn them down. I don't care about all the conspiracy theories you might hatch out there. I don't care about all the charges you might make. Well, but, you know, they're going to do it anyway because they want the money and blah, 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 blah. No, political candidates get a political rate. They're not charged a regular rate like the rest of the advertisers. But it's not a conspiracy. It's something that we have to do. We don't have any choice. And I have found out, and this starts tomorrow, that Tom Tancredo has bought time on this radio station. That his campaign ads are going to run here. And there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing the management can do about it. There's nothing anybody can do about it. And we shouldn't want to do anything about it. Because this is America. We have laws and we have rules and regulations. And if we don't like them, we need to change them, but we need to follow them. So you're going to hear Tom Tancredo spots on this radio station. And I know what's going to happen. I know exactly what's going to happen. We're going to get emails. We're going to get phone calls. There's going to be kind of all sorts of elaborate conspiracy theories out there, and there's going to be all kinds of charges. And because we always get into this whole thing. No, I'm more left than you are. No, I'm more left than you are. No, I'm more progressive than you are. No, I'm more progressive than you are. You know what? You can email me with all of those. You can email the station with all of those. You can complain. You can squeal to the high heavens. But there's nothing any of us can do about it. It is a federal regulation, and we have to run the ads. Now, if the Bill Winter campaign wants to counter and run their own ads, that's up to Bill, and that's up to the people surrounding his campaign. But we don't have any choice. We have to take these ads. I can't emphasize this enough. We are bound by the federal government to take these ads. So I'm warning you ahead of time. They're coming. And I'll warn you again tomorrow about them. I'm not going to make fun of them after they play. I'm not going to say anything. We're just going to have to live with them. And I hope I've made myself clear and hope everybody understands exactly what the rules of the game are here and exactly what we're talking about and what we're dealing with. Does everybody get this? I hope they do. Repeat it to your friends. It is not a conspiracy. It is we are not selling out. It is not, you know, it's a federal law. We don't have any choice. And the most frustrating thing, let me just add this and then we'll go get traffic. The most frustrating thing, the most frustrating thing about this job is at times trying to convey to some of you that this is the way radio works. And with the way radio works, there are certain things that go on that, like any other business, you don't necessarily like. But you got to put up with. You don't have any choice. And that not everything is a great conspiracy out there to try to do you under or sink the progressive movement or whatever. And then sometimes the answers that you get are not answers that you like. And I read these blogs and I see some of these ridiculous answers, these ridiculous charges that are made, and it's a lack of understanding of the radio business. And I don't have the time here, and I don't think you'd want me to take the time to have to sit down and explain to you every nuance of what goes on and why every decision is made. But it goes on for this radio station. It goes on for every radio station across this country. And sometimes, no matter how hard I try, I can't get that through to some people. I just can't get some people to see it. All right, it's 9:32, 32 minutes past the hour. Let's get to look at progressive traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay, both wrecks now cleared off the interstates. The one we had eastbound I-70 after Pecos and northbound 25 at the Downing Street Bridge. Still a little busy at downtown along I-25. We have one mishap off the highway, Quebec and Leithsdale, and your signal lights are still flashing red at Huron and the Thornton Parkway, so be sure you have
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection.
selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
This is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-300-4418. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-300-4418. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-300-4418. That's 1-800-300-4418.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 35 minutes past the hour. High today, 45. There's sunny skies, AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, not pleasing all of the people all the time, but certainly trying to do the best job I possibly can. All right, it's open phones. Let's go to the phones. And we go to Mike in Bailey. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I want to say I'm so proud of Kerry getting up and taking on the White House and all this failed administration and pointing out that when you're a real loser at listening to people who actually know about situations, about tactics, etc. When you think you're the leader of a country and you think you can just basically ramrod anything and everything you want on the population, it's good that Kerry finally came out and refused to lay down like he was trying to be so decent with the Swift boat people. I worked in student loans, and I talked a little about this yesterday with you. And I had to track these the defaulted students, borrowers. I followed a lot of these people I contacted them in Iraq, Afghanistan, other bases around the world. And one of the reasons that some of these people who are degreed ended up in the military was, thanks to these failed business policies of this leadership, these people couldn't get jobs to pay their student loans, and they are in a situation where now they're some of these people who are being called up. You know, they get home, they get sent back, they come home, they get sent back. When Americans start realizing that, regrettably, war is a real serious business. You can't just throw money at your supporters' private businesses like Halliburton and et cetera and expect it to be won. You have to really look at these things sensibly, and you have to look at your fiscal policies. You know, these things all play into each other. And when you have people who should be in our, you know, starting out in professional careers, who are having to take military service, and I'm not trying to belittle their, you know, their going to the military and their patriotism. I served in NAM, so I know, you know, we all have our own reason. But this is outrageous.
Well, many of the people who are in the military, who are in the service, are there for financial reasons.
Yeah.
Many kids go in because there is no other way out for them, because they don't have the money for higher education, because they come from little towns. I brought this up yesterday. I think that if you look and bother to read the casualty list, which is published in most of the major newspapers, I know the New York Times has got it every day, you look and see, and they're off in these little towns, and they're 20 years old, they're 25 years old. It's tragic, and it's bad, and I remember back during Vietnam, I remember being drafted, and I remember taking the bus ride to the induction center, and you could see who was on the bus. Man, you could get the drift of what was going on there. Most of those kids were lower middle class, poor.
Yes.
In my case, middle class, but no hope for college, and so I couldn't get a student deferment. So I think that's one part of the argument that we ought to be looking at. I think the other part of the argument we ought to be looking at is the fact that what this guy did, what John Kerry did, was he botched up the last part of a speech.
Yeah.
Now, suddenly everybody's like freaked out and scared. Oh, the Republicans will use this against us. How could he have done this right before the election? You know something? This is nothing compared to what this administration has done. This is nothing compared to what this administration has botched. And if our conservative friends want to talk to us about the war in Iraq, let's talk to them about the war in Iraq. And let's say, all right, look what the administration has done. When was the last time, I said this earlier this morning, when was the last time Dick Cheney was right in anything he has said about Iraq?
Here's something. When I came back and everything, Rumsfeld was involved during Vietnam.
Oh yeah.
And he was a failure there. The troops hated him there. So we get a recycle of the same failure from basically 30 years ago. Some of my quote unquote veteran conservative friends, they've attacked me repeatedly. And these are, most of them never even spent a day in combat. I was getting my butt shot at while they, you know, basically had summer camp, you know. And here, when I look at them, they say, oh, well, you just have us cut and run. I says, well, who was the president when we withdrew from Vietnam? And they shut up because they can't argue. I says, you know, I tell them straight up, I says, you want disgrace? Look at the way we cut and ran in Vietnam.
Well, what about cutting and running from Afghanistan?
Exactly. They won't. They never did intend to fund that campaign, and that's where the Al-Qaeda was. That's where they originated from. That's where their big training bases were. And when you sit there and you tell, you know, these people who, and I won't question their patriotism, when you sit there and you start talking to them about, well, that was such a minor thing. Saddam Hussein is a bigger threat. He has all these weapons of mass destruction. I go, do you ever actually look and read newspapers, which happen to be mostly conservative, I hate to say? Do you look for any alternative information, or are you just taking the propaganda, which is illegal to use against your own citizen by our federal laws, but it's being done constantly? And none of them will. They just say, "Oh well, I got it off the news. I got it off the news."
Nobody in the mainstream media is claiming that there are any more weapons of mass destruction there. The only people that are making those comments are Hoekstra and Santorum and Weldon. And, well, we'll just leave Weldon and Santorum. I mean, look at who they are and what they're about. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
Okay. Let's go to Richard in Denver. Richard, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
I've been holding for quite a long time because I really wanted to talk with you about the Kerry comment, the Kerry botch joke and so forth. I agree with you totally that the issue, of course, is that this administration has done far, far worse in every way. However, the real problem that I see, and I'm sitting in front of my computer, I'm disabled, and I use my computer for most of my news, and I've been watching. And, of course, we know this, and when I say we, I mean progressives. One thing that leads the news, of course, on one of the five big corporate news stations, CNN and so forth, and MSNBC, all of them have these headlines. May I read you just the headlines?
Sure.
This is right now, online, on CNN. The headline in the picture is, Kerry goes scarce on campaign trail. Right underneath it, Dems don't want Kerry's snake bit support. CBS says, Kerry's botched joke backfires. Underneath it, it says, Republicans jump on Kerry's remark, not botched joke, about troops in Iraq. ABC says, Kerry's campaign retreat cancels all appearances, citing distractions. Underneath that it says, Kerry hands Republicans their November surprise. MSNBC says, ducking for cover, Kerry cancels future campaign stops after stuck in Iraq remark. I didn't even go to Fox because we know what they're going to say. On ABC's political note, which they publish every day.
Well, yeah, but ABC's political note, though, is run by Mr. Halpern, so you don't even have to read that to me. I mean,
well,
he's an avowed conservative.
The point being is that you're right. I mean, they might as well be advertising directly for the Bush administration. But,
well, I mean, he's on Fox touting his book about the GOP.
Right, I agree totally. The point that I'm trying to make is most progressives and liberals who are going to vote and who do see what the news media is saying, they're going to accept the fact that Kerry meant the Bush administration and its incredible mess. But the great majority of people do not take the time to dig into a story. And they're seeing Kerry slamming the troops. And that's how it's being reported.
Well, that may be on the websites, but it's not on the network news itself. I mean, they're running Kerry's response. I've seen it at least four times this morning on CNN. I know it was on MSNBC last night. Oberman will have a comment about it tonight.
Oh, I know.
But the thing is, that goes with the game no matter what we're talking about here. That goes with the game no matter what. And the thing is, what we need to do is we just need to rise to the occasion and we need to say, yeah, okay, let's have a discussion about Iraq.
Where are the Democrats supporting him? Where are they?
I'll tell you where they are. You've got Max Cleland has come out today and said and has given support to him. You've got Ed Perlmutter was on the air today.
I heard that. Given
support to him. Diana DeGette has given support to him. The only Democrat that has not supported him has been Harold Ford of Tennessee. That's it. Nobody else.
I have a question about that as well. Where did you get that information about Harold Ford?
I got it on CNN.
You got it on CNN?
Yeah.
It was on TV, right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, the other thing then, clearly, where are the national Democratic figures? It's great that we have this local support, but where is everybody?
Why don't you wait and see and let the day unfold and see what others have said. I saw Howard Dean quoted this morning, but I had the sound down and couldn't hear what he had to say. And the fact
has he had his news conference? Did he have
you know what, man? You know what you're doing? Here's what you're doing to me, okay? You know what you're doing? You're like poking at a guy. You're like poking at a little animal that's in a cage. What I said to you is, and I'm going to give you the response again, I don't know what the others have said because I'm not in a position to see that information. And finally, in the end, you know what? It doesn't make any difference because what it makes a difference is what your local candidate says and what the person running in the congressional district says. And if they allow it to stand, then that's their fault. But so far here, locally, everybody has spoke up in support, and there hasn't been anybody that has said anything negative about him. And so don't go running off into mass paranoia over a guy's couple of botched words. What you ought to be doing is asking your conservative friends about which is worse, having a botched joke or a botched foreign policy.
Well, actually,
I got to go, Richard. Thank you. It's 948 traffic on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Rick Morgan.
Jay, all the highways are in real good shape now. Earlier problems taken care of, so a good drive on I-25 across downtown. Still seeing a little slowing on that typical stretch there between 38th and Spear southbound, but no major delays right now. Looks good through the bridges. 225 in good shape across Aurora. No problems on I-70 on either side of town. Off the highway, a couple of places going to cause you delay. Some delays at Quebec and Leedsdale due to an accident there. Also some delays on the north end at Huron and Thornton Parkway. All the lights are flashing red. Four-way stops causing that backup through there. Weather forecast, mostly sunny, but staying chilly today. Highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, clear and cold. Low of 24. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warmer. We'll get back into the 50s. Right now, though, it's sunny and 30 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Skiers, snowboarders, get the best deals on skiing and snowboarding this weekend at the Ski and Snowboard Expo.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Great people. I always talk about all the people, and I wish that I could sit, and I wish I had the time to go through and just talk about everybody who works there. Over 100 employees, and their main focus is you. And that's talked about continuously at Rockies. I've been to numerous business meetings there, and I hear them talk about it. And that's what they're about. They're about you, and their focus is you. Finding you the vehicle you want and making you happy. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. And see the inventory. Or get out there and see my friends, the Alshear Brothers, Tom and Marv. Get out there and see Jim Monroe, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard. Any of the folks out of Rockies will take care of you. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so they're open tonight until 9. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. So get out there and become part of the family. Rockies Autos, where Mary and I shop, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis rapid tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:52, 52 minutes after 9. High today, 45. Sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Ooh, should I look at my instant messages? AM760.net. Think I got any nasty ones in there? Okay, let's get back to the phones here, and we'll go to Brian in Boulder. Brian, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I like your show.
Thanks.
I kind of want to echo what Reggie said earlier. 40 years ago, I enlisted in the Air Force, and I dropped out of college, and I was from a lower middle-class family, and I'm not way up to date on what's going on in the services now, but I try and keep up a little bit. And a lot of the guys in the service are in there because that was the option they had to take. They kind of didn't have any other really workable choice. And, yeah, there's a lot of guys who went in because they wanted to serve their country and be patriotic, and that's great. And those guys, you know, it wasn't too long ago that the polls were saying that 40% of the guys in Iraq believe that Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11. That's how much propaganda gets shoved into your head.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Now most of them realize. I think universally everybody now realizes that he... Well, that's not true, though, because there was a CNN Gallup poll from about 6 months ago that said that there's still 40% of the American public believes that he had something to do with 9/11.
Yeah, and I also wanted to second you on... I'm a low-income guy, but you know I'm going to get out and knock on some doors. I've already done some calling. And people who can kick up 25 or 100 bucks or 200 bucks, Ed Perlmutter and Angie Piccioni and Jay Fawcett and all those guys, you know, get them over the top.
Yep, absolutely. We need to work hard. We need to take nothing for granted. And Bill Ritter, I mean, the whole Democratic slate, all the way down from starting at the governorship, all the way down to all the congressional races, all of the House races, all the Senate races, all the state offices. Man, we need to get out there and make it all happen.
None of them are a given.
That's right. I'm with you 100%.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
All right, thanks, pal. Let me go to Eric in Denver. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, I know you're running out of time, so I'll keep this short, but I think it's long past time that the Democrats abandoned John Kerry. I don't think he represented the left very well in the 2004 race. He's not representing us now. The real tragedy is that people are talking about him with just days to go before the election, and he's already proven himself to not be an adequate representative of the left when it comes to especially the anti-war sentiment.
Well, I don't particularly agree with that. I don't think the Democratic Party should abandon him. I think he's got every right to be a part of the Democratic Party. I think he's got every right to speak his mind. I think he's got every right to say what he believes. And I think he's got every right to seek the nomination if he wants to in 08. And I'll tell you something, his response yesterday, Democrats could learn from that because at least he put it where it should have been. And we've been long overdue to do that. And with the exception of John Kerry and Bill Clinton, most Democrats, a lot of them don't put it where it should be due. And I also should give due to Charles Rangel, who took after, and this is not getting reported because it's getting overshadowed by Kerry, but he took off after Dick Cheney yesterday, calling him an SOB. And we're trying to get Rangel on to talk about it. I don't think he should leave at all. I welcome him. Does that mean I would support him for president? No, I have to see who's running out there. But three cheers for him.
Well, what he did in 2004 was basically abandon everybody who was against the war.
He didn't abandon anybody in 2004. Where do you get that? Give me an example of where he abandoned people.
He was asked point blank, if knowing what you know now about the Iraq war, would you have voted to support the use of force?
Well, all right.
And
so,
he said yes, and that was the end of it.
So?
So, well, why would he say yes? Why wouldn't he give the correct answer, which is what Hillary Clinton gave, which is there wouldn't have been a vote?
You know what? The way I see it is, I see it this way. He said what he thought was right at the time. You may not have agreed with it. I may not agree with it. But that's one of the reasons why you got a primary process And that's one of the reasons why I didn't vote for him in the primary. I voted for Howard Dean. And Howard Dean didn't get the nomination. John Kerry did. And many times what will end up happening is you'll get somebody who you don't particularly like. But I'll tell you one thing. Let me ask you this. Would the United States be in better shape now with George Bush or John Kerry as president?
Well, of course, John Kerry. But then again, that would be partially due to the anything but Bush or anybody but Bush.
No, I don't agree with that because you're hanging it on one thing, which is the war. And John Kerry had a lot of other ideas besides the war, and a lot of them were very, very good ideas. My point being that let Kerry get out there and let him run with everybody else, and we will turn around and we will again pick another nominee. And whoever the nominee is, you can do what you think is right, and I'll do what I think is right, which is to support the nominee, and that's who I'll support because I'm a Democrat.
Thanks for the time, Jay.
You got it, pal. Have a good day. All right, that's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and have yourselves a great day. Al Franken is next. Don't forget, make sure you vote and get involved because we need to turn this country around, and we need it badly.
Electronics by Design is fighting the war on drugs. Unfortunately, some get addicted. If you want to know more about drug abuse programs and prevention, call 1-800-662-HELP. Help is just a phone call away. This message courtesy of Electronics by Design in Broomfield. For professional and quality service and all your electrical wiring needs for home audio and video, call 303-410-7047 or visit their website at ebdusa.com. That's ebdusa.com for Electronics by Design of Broomfield.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash.